Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This your guy, Michael, your host with the most, better known as the Tree Shaker. Blessings, everyone. Oh, man, I just feel good when I'm able to get on there and just be with friends of mine. Oh, man, Baba with Topper right here. From the heavens above, Shalom, Ashe, or whatever greetings that you give to your friends and family, that's the greeting I want to give to you. So I want everybody to feel love, peace, happiness, in pursuit of happiness. We have an interesting topic tonight. We're going to be talking about mothers, female spouses, and women against prison abuse. I know I'm excited about hearing what ladies have to say. So it's y'all's time to do it tonight. Shine. Be above the sun, moon, and stars. Be recognized. Your independence, your strength, your power, and intelligence. That's right. You're with me. Your guy, Michael. Appreciate her.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, everyone. All right. It's your host with the most. You got it, your guy, Michael the Tree Shaker Washington. Yeah. It's me, one and only, Baba Wetafa, father of many nations. Good evening, Radio Land. How's everybody out there? I'm doing great myself. And you people inspire me to be the best that I can become. All right. We've got an interesting topic tonight. We're going to be talking about mothers, female spouses, and women against prison abuse. We know this is going to be a hot topic. We know this is a topic that everyone, I'm sure, is familiar with, because I'm sure we all have had some friend, some family, or next-door neighbor who has done some stint in prison, and we have some of those in prison right now today. So I'm excited to hear what you ladies have to say. Of course, we have men out here as well, but we want to definitely hear from you ladies most of all tonight, because I get a lot of calls, you know, being as well as Facebook messages and Instagram, because I'm real active in the prison community and environment, being a community activist, so I get a lot of letters and requests and letters and emails and things of that nature where people wanting to know what they can do about a certain situation going on with their loved one in prison. So we definitely want to talk to y'all tonight and see what's on y'all's minds. All right. Now I'm talking, I'm so excited about tonight. We're going to be talking about the unconstitutional conditions that we see in prisons today. And again, we're definitely going to have some males who are probably in prison right now, so definitely don't want to exclude you, because we know we are the ones that we're talking about tonight. You are the ones, so definitely we want to see if your words matches what the women out here are telling us about what their loved ones are going through. Let me make one thing clear, though. This is your radio station. I'm just here, your host. I mean, I don't run anything. I'm here to do as you tell me to do. I'm here to give you what you need to hear and how you need to pull it off. Okay, let me start off by saying, if I can, let me take just a few minutes. There are approximately 2,400,000 people locked up in U.S. prisons today, everybody. Now, I want y'all to think about it just for a minute. Let that moisturize your minds. There are more than 2.4 million people locked up in the United States prisons in the United States. Now, think about that a minute. And yet, we are only 5% of the world's population. So now, what does that tell all of you out there today? It tells me, I know, and I'm sure that you all agree with me, that the United States is more or less geared toward locking people up rather than finding solutions for why they commit crime or why they're exposed to jail or prisons. So therefore, now watch this here. So what that's telling me then is that more than likely, the system is built around the wealthy, opulent business people who make zillions and gobs of billions of dollars through the prison industry, especially in the private prison sector. So they'll do that at the expense of overcrowding and mass incarceration. All right? So mass incarceration, let's deal with that just very briefly, then I'm going to get some of you that's on the line. I'm glad that y'all all tuned in. This is Michael Washington, your host with the most. Baba Wetafa, father of many nations, the tree shaker. That's right. We're going to do it like we're supposed to tonight. Some of the people who've talked to me, and I get a lot of calls and interviews, and I do a lot of email addresses and Facebook as well as Instagram, they tell me about the things that the husbands or boyfriends are going through in prison. Like, for example, not being fed appropriately, phone privileges are being messed up, denied outdoor recreation, physical abuse going on, delays in delivery of their canteen, access to medical procedures almost non-existent, as well as not having the appropriate time outside of their cells for showers, so forth and so on. So, again, this seems to be a never-ending problem, and we just want to hear from the voices of the people out there to tell us what, again. Oh, hello, Beverly. How you doing up there from Springfield, Massachusetts? Oh, good. All right. So, again, we thank you for listening, and everyone else that's listening today. Again, we want to talk about what is going on here. Now, I have a few interesting regular guests that I see there on the show tonight, and I haven't found any other new people visiting yet. So what I want to do is talk about a few things and then give the floor over to my sister Mayat, who's been very instrumental in providing to us the courage and knowledge that she has as far as with her association here in Oklahoma, as well as with the Fred Hampton Gun Club. Again, Sister Mayat, thank you for joining us. How are you doing tonight? That's my fault. I don't even have a mic on. I'm sorry. Y'all got a lot of y'all's mics off because I just started up here. We're trying to, it's a brand new year, so y'all bear with me. Sister Mayat, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I am doing
okay, good,
today.
Good. Well, let me tell you something. I want everybody to hear this. I'm not scared of you. You can't get to me. I'm about 2 miles away, so I don't, you can say what you want. Let me quit. So now you heard me talking about the angry mothers and how they say their loved ones are being denied access to certain amenities that should go along while they're incarcerated, as far as phone privileges and mass incarceration and improper medical procedures. Tell me, what are your ideas on that? Have you heard from anything about some of the people saying that to you, or what's your idea on it? I mean, tell me about it. What you think about it, even if you hadn't heard it? What's going on?
I've heard many alarming stories about the treatment of inmates, which I call victims, because most of them are in situations to where they have to choose certain things that are not, I would say, per se legal. On top of that, we have, just like the gentleman said on the last program, where he said that they have admitted that, 50% of the people that are in jail are innocent. Outside of that alarming statement that was made, the conditions that they live in, and I stand behind the mothers, the wives, the daughters, all the women that have to hear what's going on but don't have anyone to reach out in order to address those issues with loved ones that are incarcerated. It's absolutely ridiculous. The amount of money that we give, that we take out of our taxes to fund the things that are going on, and for them to mistreat inmates/victims of the system, for them to treat them unjust and unfairly when we are the ones funding this is absolutely ridiculous. So, in being on the front line of certain things and being aware of what's going on here in Oklahoma and the unjust treatment, the quieting, the hushing of certain things that are going on, I'm very alert to what's going on, and I hope others, reach out for help and can use this platform in order to get justice, in order to address the issues that are going on.
Well, see, that's exactly what we want to do because, again, this is the People's Radio Show. I mean, that's why I named it People Power Radio, because I want people to be able to at least, they would know that their voices are being heard, and people from all across the state and states are listening and hearing and sharing similar stories. So I want everyone to know that because they are sharing these similar stories, that we all are basically going through the same mentality, the same problems, the same misuse and abuse of a power and authority. And so what would you think as far as relationships, how do you think? Do you think they'll have a strain on the relationship between a husband and a wife, or a boyfriend, or even a brother or sister in that regard? And always talking and telling them about the inadequacies and the wrongful conduct that's going on inside of the prison cells. So, what do you think? Do you think they'll have a strain on their relationship? Tell me about that.
Oh yeah, most definitely. It would definitely have a strain on relationships. Husband and wife, boyfriend girlfriend, daughter. Father, relationships, like that is a huge impact, and especially in the Black community. Our men are just being locked up for just whatever reason, or whatever they can find to put on on our men in our community. Mm-hmm. They know exactly what they're doing. The first attack is the Black family, is the family structure in general. So Yeah, of course. It's going to have a huge impact on the family and the relationship between, you know, loved ones, most definitely.
Great. You're absolutely on point there. Let me borrow just a minute if I can, give you patience here. Let me holler at Brother James Price. Oh, excuse me. I said that wrong. Brother Bomani. So, Brother Bomani, I think you got a little bit, add a little bit of light on that, too. I mean, talk to me, man. What's going on with you? How you doing, by the way?
Peace. I'm grand.
Peace. I'm always, brother, always great just here. I'm just so happy when I can get on there and let the people's voices be heard. I mean, you know me, man. I get rest and I have solitude when I do that. So tell me what's on your mind. Talk to me about what's going on with the women, angry mothers and women against prison abuse. So what is your take on that topic there?
Definitely mothers should be very upset by the way that their sons, husbands, brothers are being treated. I mean, you know, we have family members who are incarcerated and should definitely be given humane treatment, but humane is definitely not the treatment. The overcrowding, the food apartheid, the medical apartheid, the human rights abuses, the maintenance or the lack of maintenance. I mean, the environmental pollution, the air quality is horrible. I mean,
wow.
The way that the kitchen smells, it smells like something died in there. I mean, it's
really,
just,
man? Oh my,
it's
God.
Horrible. Yeah, you want to hold your breath when you walk through.
Man, are you serious? You talking to me like now? Yeah. Everybody, listen to what he's saying,
there,
brother. Now tell me a little bit. I'm sorry, but I just had to say something. Go ahead, man. Oh man.
Stopped feeding people. It smelled so bad in there. Yeah. So. But you'll fix our food in something that smells like that.
Right.
Yeah, these are definitely some DHEC violations going on that are being quietly swept under the rug because nobody is watching. Mm. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody's saying anything. And worst of all, those people who are fixing the food in there, well, you know, obviously they don't care. But that's the reason why they should definitely have some professionals fixing food, not those who are non-caring individuals.
Okay. So I'm talking to a guy who has a first-hand knowledge, not from what you heard, but a first-hand knowledge of what's going on in the prison. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. For
So tell me what other... Come on, I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother. Man, y'all got me so fired up here. Go ahead. Tell me what else going on now. What else we need to look at?
Well, the lack of visitation is a major issue.
Mm-hmm.
If they can have
man.
Guards come here, they can have our family members come here. There's no excuse. And we don't want no plexiglass. We need plexiglass from the people who come in here coughing and sneezing all over the place. So if I'm going to catch a cold from somebody, I definitely would rather it be my loved one.
Amen.
Oh, man.
They try to use this excuse for this plandemic to further divide us from our families.
Right.
So
right.
This is nothing but a strategic game that they're playing with us. They don't even care about it. I mean, if they cared, they would have been decarcerated. This obviously isn't a major issue for them because they're not following the guidelines that the CDC set out back in 2020 to decarcerate. So it's a scam.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely heard that, brother. Man, like I said, as far as people getting out of prison early because of the pandemic, and yet what they're doing is they're bringing more people in and less, making less people out. I mean, so right where you are now, is there a lot of inmate pandemic COVID-19 cases and stuff like that?
No.
Oh,
there's not. No, there's not. But the people who are getting sick are the people who took the shot.
Yeah,
who took the vaccine.
I heard
it. Oh, shame.
You know, I heard that, brother. That's on my even Whoopi Goldberg did a show the other day. She said, man, I got sick after I took that. So, I mean, that's kind of frightening to me, man. That's kind of telling me, y'all, that maybe something ain't right with this picture here. They're trying to make us take all this old stuff. There's got to be a reason why all of a sudden when you take it, you're getting the virus. But before you don't take it, you're not getting it. Man, this is scary, y'all. Something going on here. Y'all give me a few minutes. I'll be right back here. This is crazy. We'll be right back, y'all. Stay with me. This is your tree shaker, Michael Babawi Taffa, Father of Nations. I'll be right back. We're going to let Whitney do a little bit more music, and then I'll be back on the other side.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for heroes. People need someone to look up to. Never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I live and I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because of
Baba, I'm getting a message that people are getting kicked off the line.
Oh, wow. I'm still on.
Okay.
I don't know if Michael is still on.
Off. Well, if we're still alive, I guess now would be a good time to tell them about the issues that are going on around the decarceration. You know, they're supposed to be doing the decarceration since the pandemic came in, but they have been very slow to actually release. There have been a few, and I do mean a few, medical releases. I think I can count them on my hand in this place here. So they haven't been fulfilling the so-called mandate that the Department of Justice had handed down for the handling of the so-called pandemic. So
No, you're right. It was planned.
Yeah. We figured that part out. This is part of their scenarios. They had the nerve to come out and talk about scenarios that they've been talking about. That's not in your place.
It's all planned strategically. We just wait. I mean, they just popped up with a new version of the virus. I mean, I believe a couple of days ago.
Wow.
So,
Oh my God. Yeah, they had the
in France.
Well, that the COVID-19 and Omicron, and you sent us another one after that one.
It's another one.
Oh man, come on, people.
They haven't named it yet, and apparently it started in France. So,
come on, y'all. Y'all trying to tell me these suckers just popping up when they get ready. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You know that's being manufactured in those damn laboratories, hidden clandestine laboratories. Come on now. Really?
Oh, yeah.
We've had four within less than a damn year, just over a year. Now, come on with it. Will you? As one of going out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on now. Everybody know that there's a conspiracy going on between the United States government and those other powerful governments to reduce the prison population as well as populations on Earth. Bottom line. And this is a topic, like I said. I tell you what, they need to be knowing that if they don't,
do
they
now.
Refuse to see it and they don't want to wake up. They better wake up and see it. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I mean, a lot of others, we got a lot of said, wow. I got all kind of hit of wow, woo, wee, when, who. Man, I mean, they're talking about them over. Y'all can't see them, but I can't. Hey, y'all leave me alone talking about y'all didn't know this. Well, now we know thanks to you and thanks to y'all talking. Okay, well, good. Y'all talking that smack to me, I'll come to y'all's place. Oh. No, but seriously, y'all got to realize I'm always going to joke and have fun. But it's very serious, y'all. This is a serious thing here, y'all. Again, so a lot of people, 25% of the prison population here in Oklahoma do have COVID-19, and guess what? 25% of those, excuse me, of the 25% of inmates with them, 25% are African American.
Wow.
19% is Mexican, Hispanic. Now, y'all tell me that something ain't wrong with that picture. Now, that's 44% right there of the prison population with it. So, that being the case, that's telling me so, too, then, that, man, all this here is planned, plotted, and orchestrated to further decrease the population of the prison system as well as, and a lot of the women were telling me, as their families and loved ones, they said, hey, Michael, would you do a show because, man, my husband, he's been sick all of a sudden. He took that shot. He wasn't like this at first, and now he's not feeling good, and my husband used to call me, my boyfriend, he don't call me anymore. I wonder what's going on and all this here. So I'm telling y'all that this is definitely of concern, and I have promised these ladies that I would in turn tomorrow, Monday, call down there and see what I can do to get them connected to why their loved ones are no longer talking to them when all of a sudden it's just one of those sudden things. You know, so again, y'all, this is what this show is about tonight. Harvey, thank you for showing up in here, brother man, from Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, man, hope you and your family's all right, and I'm praying for you as well, brother. Yeah, so, you know, y'all, my mindset is on trying to get what we can do to some resolutions regarding what our family members are going through in this prison system. Again, I told y'all earlier there were 2.4 million people incarcerated in the United States prison, and yet we're only 5% of the world's population. Now, watch this here. We are 5% of the world's population, but we're leading in incarceration, and even here in Oklahoma, we lead in incarceration of women and men a third here in Oklahoma. So we have a direct impression about the incarcerated rates of people being away from their families and mass incarceration and stuff of that nature. Okay? So, Brother Matt, how's it on that end up there now? What's the percentage of African Americans there?
Oh, definitely the majority, at least 75%, if not greater.
Man, that is too cold, man.
But as of late, you know what? The influx of Caucasians has increased, and the population is getting older. So
there's a lot
more older brothers coming in, you know. So, I mean, even Caucasian males are being picked up as older males being arrested and brought to prison.
You want to know why that is, too? Because the younger folks now have basically gotten too young. They're not old enough yet. So, in other words, they're just going to just take over the bed vacancy until the ones that 15 and 16 get 17 and 18 now. Because, as you know now, you can be sent to prison now here in Oklahoma at the age of 16 now. You can be certified as an adult. The only way you can be certified as an adult is if you, like I said, first-degree murder or something like that, then they can certify you. They have to show that you no longer can be what you call managed through the judicial system. So we have a lot of things going on, too, with the problems associated with jail and prison in that regard down here. So let me say this as well, y'all, too, that we have an incarceration rate here in Oklahoma that's pretty high. And for the most part, what I want to deal with, and I've been telling everybody, too, and mothers have been asking me and told me about it to speak on as well, and thank you, Vivian, and Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, all right, and Kansas City, Kansas, I'm sorry. So they want me all to point out the fact, too, that this, I'm sure this is probably in every state, too, this felony murder law. Okay, now, a lot of y'all who don't know, the felony murder law, it deals specifically with, let's say, for example, if I went into burglarize a place and a person was injured or died as a result of my behavior, mannerism. Well, and even if, say, I didn't pull the trigger or anything or cause a death because I was there with that person, I can't be charged with felony murder now. Okay, well, I'm saying that the law here in Oklahoma is a double standard because police officers do not get charged with the same thing. As y'all know, with our hands up being shot down and all this here, they get charged maybe with a manslaughter or what have you. So what I'm trying to tell y'all that this is why, listen carefully, why a majority of people incarcerated today have felony murder charges attached to their crimes. Now, if you take that away, that would in turn reduce the overabundance of people incarcerated because with that incarceration comes the need to keep a prison bed filled to a certain degree. Now, like I was telling y'all earlier about a couple of weeks ago, the private prison industry, as we know, that's all over the world, the Corrections Corporation of America and Wackenhut and, you know, GEO Corp Group, those people right there lobby the legislators to keep us incarcerated. But at the same time, what they're not telling everybody is that, just like I spoke earlier when opening the show, people are right now are being targeted and being given an harassment, denied food, education, job, training, medical procedures, outdoor recreation, showers, and all this stuff here. Why? Now, what this does is it produces a mass mental illness like no other. Sister Maya, what do you think about it?
Oh, I believe that's definitely the issue. Because once you take away, you know, basic human rights from individuals that, you know, come to the facility, most of the time when they come to the facility, it's not because it may be just simply, you know, a mentally ill person acting out or doing something. Instead of helping them or treating them, they put them in the facility. Then on top of that, you add the fact that they are not properly taking care of them or addressing their mental health, their physical health, and also just their living conditions are poor. Then that spends most of that puts more pressure and adds more to the problem already that they're already going through. And then even the ones that don't suffer from mental illness, the ones that are in there, you know, under, you know, charges that are ridiculous, that adds more on top of the fact that they are trying to, you know, get themselves out, or family members are trying to get them out of jail on charges that, you know, that are not realistic, you know. So that adds a lot of pressure to not only the inmates but to the family, especially when they reach out to their family members.
Well, amen. So let me say this here, and then everybody can jump in. Brother Beaumont, and I see another brother here that's come on. Sister, who's that? 212-457-10. Who's that?
That's the Harriet Tubman of Taxpayers. You know who it is.
Oh, no, not you. No. We don't know y'all. How you been doing? I've seen you been sitting there a minute. I'm glad you gave me an opportunity. So go ahead and I know you've been hearing what we've been talking about. I know you got a lot of knowledge to share with us. So talk to me while I'm doing something else. Go ahead on. How you been doing, by the way?
How you guys doing? This is Harriet Tubman of Inmates, Felons, and just by the way, there's no such thing as a felon. A felony is an adjudication. We are on the zero tolerance, presenting the zero tolerance campaign, and I want to say greetings to your guests and help to elevate everyone for 2022 and the future. Zero tolerance is coming down the pipe, free at last. The worst thing that we are allowing to go on in this country is political discrimination, political exploitation, voter suppression. We have no justice because we're allowing our political employees to do whatever the hell they want to do, and that's going to change ASAP. We are tired of being tired, so therefore we don't have to decide what to do. We only have to execute what to do because everyone knows what they want to be done. You're discussing it on the line. But the simple fact remains, mothers, they don't have to be angry. We have to have independent citizen oversight. The governor is an employee. The superintendent of prisons or the whatever they're called, they're an employee. So we're sitting up here allowing them to decide what they want to do. They're the prison security superintendent, that's what they're called, that their job is to keep people incarcerated. Their job is not to rehabilitate people. We have to make that or put that into our own society because that's what's missing. We're sitting up here waiting on them to do it all and then denying that we've decided what we want done. Well, that's what's been typical. So this is what now is coming to the surface. The gentleman was just saying, they're not doing it. Exactly. They won't. They will never do it. The dog is become the master because we've allowed them to do that. But, in fact, they're only employees. Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen?
Come on, James. Well, go ahead, Brother Beaumont. What were you saying?
Yeah, they sign on to be public servants, actually. You know, so they're supposed to be serving, but yet they're mastering. You're right. But the thing is that
great point.
The government is supposed to be for the people and by the people. And the fact that people have not been engaged in governing themselves, first and foremost, and making sure that their public servants are serving is the problem. It's not so much them, but it's so much us that we haven't done our part. It says when the people don't feel safe, when the government is not doing their job in providing the security that brings happiness for the people, it's the people's duty to abolish that government and institute new government for their safety. So we're the ones who's not doing our job. We haven't abolished anything.
Correct.
And we should have abolished it a long time ago.
That's what I'm speaking to.
Especially for our people. See, we have a human rights issue.
I'll go ahead. I got anytime you. I'm set up. Go ahead.
Anytime that we're governed by a alien group, that is a human rights violation in itself right there. So the fact that we're being governed by...
what do you think we should do about that?
We can withdraw our consent to be governed, and we can establish a government of our own.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say no. I mean, what I mean is a realistic, what do you think? For instance, simply firing
the most realistic thing, that's exactly what they've done. That's the most real example that they gave us. Nobody else gets justice any other kind of way. You get reformed and lied to.
Right now, you're aware, or what society is about to become aware of is who the boss is. The government is the people, but they're assuming that the government are politicians. So if we knew better, we do better. I get your ideology, but I'm speaking about, like, right here in this political cycle, 22 and 24. That's how people, what you're speaking about, hey, maybe you'll have success with that in the near future. But for now, the process is eliminating those who actually don't really control the country. We just allow them to do that. So if inmates want better anything, they don't have to do hunger strikes. Mothers don't have to be mad. They're the boss of all of the politicians. So what they need to become aware of is felon, family, and friends, the triple F threat. You don't have to be sitting here worried about your loved ones incarcerated. What we can do is do independent citizen oversight committees and get on top of these political employees. We don't have to decide to do a petition or let them think that they can say no, because we have a zero tolerance campaign that's going to be presented. What folks don't realize is that George Washington isn't the boss anymore. And the red and blue political Democrats, Republicans, that's a joke. That's a political Ponzi scam. We're allowing them to give themselves pardons. Why? Why would we allow them to make more money than us? We're sitting here giving them a blank check and allowing them to do what they want and then expect them to not be a snake. Well, now that we know better, we actually can do better and improve our system. They're there, the judges, the prosecutors, public defenders, state attorney, attorney general. They're all employees. Our money pays for their salaries. We're allowing them to over-sentence us. We're allowing 10-20 life, three strikes around, mandatory minimum. And by the way, prisons were invented for white people before one black person was ever incarcerated in this country. They were in jails and prisons. Crack cocaine is what changed the game. That's what created mass incarceration with black people. But black people chose to go that route. So nobody told you to sell a $5 crack rock that was going to get you 10 and 20 in life while you want to sit up there and allow political employees to make a disparity with cocaine. You see the game they're pulling. They're stacking the deck. We're allowing them to do it. And then we're sitting back having conversations like this, asking stupid questions like why.
Hold it right there. I have to go back. I'll be right back, y'all. Hold on just a minute. This is your guy, the Tree Shaker, Baba Wetapa, Five Up in the Nations. Let's listen to a little bit of Frankie Beverly and Maze, and I'm going to get back at y'all in about a minute and a quarter. Be back to you.
Right beside me.
right. Frankie Beverly and Maze. I'm glad I'm the only one know about them. Y'all don't know nothing about that. It's your guy, the Tree Shaker, right here, Baba Wetaafa, Father of Many Nations, right here, and People Power Radio. We've got an interesting topic tonight. We're talking about angry mothers and women against prison abuse. We have some very talented guests that are speaking tonight, and we're going to go back to them and, again, give them the floor. I'll maybe interrupt every now and then, but you were saying something that the angry activist, you were saying something about we should quit asking stupid questions or whatever. Go ahead with that. Where were you at? And then, about feel free to break in. Now,
well,
I'm giving y'all the floor. Everybody's mic's on, so go ahead and talk.
I'm going to just hit it one more time, a few minutes, and get a mic to everybody else, and then, you know, come back with some more truth and
okay.
knowledge and facts. And by the
okay.
way, this is not my
it's
ideology. I don't own the rights to common sense. So I was just saying that we can take care of these things, and end what we're working on is a free at last campaign, time served, automatic rights. We're trying to help elevate. Number one, we have to address we need immediate emergency legislative reform and change. We cannot allow one political president, employee, and 50 governors, that's 51 people, to continue to destroy our country when, as the gentleman said, we're doing it. So what we want to do is help to empower people across the country so we'll know we don't have to riot and loot, and this is a nonviolent movement. We are being driven, and that's one of the devil's tricks, is to allow you to self-destruct yourself. And that's what we're doing all over this country by being misinformed, blaming white people for our problems, when in fact God has truly freed us. And this is people, pulpit pimps, community con artists, political Ponzi scammers. They are taking advantage of misdirecting people. And so what we're doing is the I Need Money Right Now campaign. We're going straight after the dollars. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. We're going to help everyone get their jobs back. For instance, when people realize that their rights, not their rights, but their jobs, their money have been taken, how are you going to be a taxpayer? Nobody's a felon. So everyone's a taxpayer. So no taxation without representation. See, you got to hit them where it is real, the root of it. Everybody's playing on the surface, the limbs. No,
sounds good to me.
What it is,
yeah.
They're an employee. Therefore, everyone knows about their money. That's what they want, their money. So we're figuring if the money comes up, they'll say, "Well, yeah, I do want my job. I do want to work." The dope game is over. People want to work, but inmates in prison, they don't have a chance at anything if we don't get this straightened out here. Then it will trickle down and be a ripple effect and affect institutions, mass incarceration, and so forth.
Oh, man, I tell you what, you hit the nail right on the head. It's just, like I say, you're always welcome guests, and especially the people, specifically the 5 and 6 that I have that's normally here on the panel. That's why I encourage y'all to come in and share what y'all have, because I know y'all very knowledgeable. And again, like I say, these lines are lighting up. They're saying, man, thank y'all, because now they have something to listen to at night rather than just talking to the walls. They made me laugh when I saw that. Rather than talking to the walls. Hey, y'all, thank y'all for giving us an opportunity to be here and speak for y'all. I mean, hey, we have y'all in mind. I mean, you are family, extended family. I don't have to know you from man to moon, but because I know you're suffering the same injustice as I am, that makes you one in kind, just like I am. All right, Sister Mayette, I mean, talk to me. What's going on? You've been kind of silent. What's going on back there?
Oh, yeah. I'm always on here absorbing information, you know, listening to opinions and, you know, forming my own. Outside of that, I mean, the one big thing I want to add to that is we have to be examples. If we're not examples, they won't agree to whatever, you know, whatever we say, you know what I mean? Even if it's, you know, even if it's right, you know, if we don't explain to the people what is going on, what our plans are, and get on one accord, as far as, I don't care if you're from Michigan, Oklahoma, or whatever, you know, whatever part of the world you're from in your community, you know, really take the time to reach out to your brothers and sisters and your loved ones and, you know, mm-hmm. other people of the Black Nation. You know what I mean? If we don't spread this news and spread this information and, you know, within our communities, via radio, via social media, via in person, you know, we can't push any of these great plans we have, you know, to restore us. We can't push that without educating and letting them know what's going
Amen.
On and putting them in the circle so that they feel like, hey, it's not just all the Black Nation over there. It's us. It's us. It's we're a whole group in general. So well,
yes.
whatever plan that we put forward, we have to come together. That's the beginning of
mm-hmm.
it. We have
mm-hmm.
to learn how to communicate, cooperate, and, you know, be creative with our ideas in order
oh, man.
To fulfill the full vision of the plans that we have, you know, in motion or are coming up with. So we
mm-hmm.
have to look at
mm-hmm.
the beginning of the restoration of our Black community, the release of our Black brothers and sisters and others.
Yes.
You know, we have to look at all that in the beginning and then look forward to the end as far as what is our end goal. What are we pushing
mm.
to? Are we compromising?
Mm.
Are we on the same track?
Because mm.
this is what I'm noticing in the Black community. We're all on two different pages. We have not once came together and said, this is our vision. You say it.
Wow.
You can mm. say it all day, but until we sit down as leaders, as activists, as
I like that.
Any form of leadership in the Black community, if we don't all sit down together and make a plan and be creative and do all these things and educate them on what we have planned, we can't
hmm.
go nowhere. We can't even
go. Now, you know, those are powerful statements that you made there. I mean, that's like chili on the hot dog. Because let me tell you something. You were hit the nail right on the head. Come on. Who's that? Come on. Go ahead.
I wanted to because there is two school of thought. There's an integrationist thought and there's a separatist thought. Integration has not worked. It's a failed experiment. Failed us miserably. We lost way more than we gained. Speaking of common sense, it has to be based off of common sense. Math is the basic common sense. We do not have the numbers to play the voting game in their system. We lose automatically. So, with being true, we have to understand the law, international law, which states that it is a violation of human rights for an alien group to govern over another group. So we have a human rights violation right here. This is what our people need to learn. Now, the politics that we've been tricked into playing was a trick. It has never worked. You don't win when you're outnumbered. You automatically lose. Common sense. That's dealing common sense. We don't have the numbers. So what do? We do what any intelligent people do. We stop playing their game and start our own. We don't need people to govern us. We need to govern ourselves. We don't need people to protect us. We need to protect each other. This is the issue. I can't join with anybody who wants to submit to a foreign power. That is a treasonous violation of my manhood. I refuse to do that.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
I understand some people are okay with that, and, you know, that's where we have the division, and that's the
All
issue
right.
that we need to deal
with.
Can I ask a question? How many,
Come on,
how many
go
people
ahead.
Is, are you rep? I want to know, like, because he keeps going back to that. So, like, are you in this country? Do you live in the United States?
I sure do. Well,
okay,
I was born in
America. I would have thought you would have been. I thought you lived maybe like in Africa on a different island, like you just, like, you know, moved out the country because you don't like what's going on here. You keep talking about this, you know, grand uprising, which sounds awesome sauce.
Do
you
like
know,
what's going on
like
here?
They did it in Haiti. They did it in Haiti and Jamaica. But we're talking about
like
reality.
They did it here.
How is that factoring into?
Let us
how is
y'all,
that factoring into? Angry mothers in prison here and what they're dealing with and, you know, things of that nature. You keep saying about, you know, are you going to gather up everyone and take them, like, you have a private island or something?
We don't have to go
anywhere. The reality is,
We have the numbers. I'm not asking a question of him. I'm being sarcastic. Please recognize. I'm saying we have the numbers. We are a voting power, but unfortunately we've allowed political employees to suppress and restrict and discriminate and take away the right of the vote. So that needs a class action lawsuit. That's what we
want.
You know,
let me respond
have been
to that
because
I'm
going
to take a commercial. Let me let him take a
Even
we'll come right back there with y'all.
Black,
come on, Jane.
You know,
I got to take a break.
Black woman.
Yeah, I
want voting.
To know what island he got.
Come on, let him speak. Come
we
on.
We don't need an island.
Come on, bro.
We don't need an island. We have land. We have cities. We have areas where we're the majority. We don't need an island. We don't need to go anywhere. We were here before they got here. So we're not going anywhere. We need to govern ourselves where we are. That's basic. You've got to understand international law and human rights. That's the first part, sis.
Man, y'all don't lit it up tonight. Let me go make a commercial. We'll come back. Hold on. I got to go. Y'all be right back. Hey, y'all, we're going to come pick that back up because this is what we're talking about.
I said it's
civil
and
a mind.
Don't misconstrue my words.
For the thing you'll remember forever, Grandpa coming out of retirement to give a few key lessons. The time to find your get together is now. Find it on Vrbo.
Why aren't you the landlord? Yes, you. Why aren't you the landlord? Every day you go to and from work and you look up and you see apartment buildings, self-storage facilities, office buildings, shopping centers, and I bet at times what's going through your mind is, what would it be like if I owned that commercial property? What would the cash flow be? How could it speed up my retirement? Or perhaps you're wondering, I wish I could understand how to buy that commercial property. You know the one where you work in and you see the landlord every day and he's just an average person. How did he do that? How can I be like him? Well, what's stopping you? Well, if what's stopping you is you need a place to begin, I have a solution. It's right here in my new book, Commercial Real Estate for Beginners. Go ahead and click on the link and download your copy. It's free. The link will appear right now on the screen. You don't have to be a gazillionaire or have perfect credit to become a commercial landlord. All you need is specialized and specific knowledge that's contained right here in this book. I wrote this book for beginners, and in it, you're going to learn things that's going to convince you that you can be a commercial landlord. Here are three really important keys you're going to learn in this book. Number one is how to achieve mastery of property valuation.
It's your guy, Papa Witafa, father of many nations, right here. Yes, right. We're going to bump that for y'all just a few more minutes. We're going to come back live with the angry scientist, mad lady, the lady that hosts with the most as well. And then we got Brother Bomani. Very interesting topic tonight, although we slightly veered away from angry mothers and women against prison abuse. This is right on topic, right on time, and I love what I'm hearing. Y'all give me about another 30 seconds, and we'll get back to the beat of the treat. This is Maxwell.
Thank you.
All right. We're back at your station, People Power Radio, right here in Oklahoma City, where our motto is change your world and your world will change around you. We have a very interesting topic tonight, angry mothers and women against prison abuse. However, we did veer away just a little bit. It's still basically on the same topic, and it is regarding whether we feel that we can integrate or whether we can be separate and make the necessary usages and independence regarding our self-autonomy and self-preservation. This sounds like an interesting topic. Again, we might have to try and finish next week. But because we're on it, I'm going to give each of you 3 minutes to finish your part up, and then we'll get back to it. I'm going to get Brother Bomani and Sister the Angry Activist. I'm going to let you two go back at where you were. But now, either one of y'all want to start off first, go ahead on, but you got 3 minutes, please. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that all people have the right of self-determination, and by virtue of that right, they are freely to determine their political status and freely to pursue their economic, social, and cultural development. These are basic human rights. So as a people, we have to stand on that, like every other self-respecting people has globally. The United States came into existence because they stood on that. Haiti came into existence because they stood on that. All countries have come into existence because of that. And we are still called a community because we haven't done that yet. We are a nation. We need to stand on that.
Uh-huh. All right. Are you finished?
Oh, yeah, this is Queen X. I'd like to step in. I came in kind of late. But on what Brother Bomani just said was the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. It's part of the preamble, Part 1, Article 1. Where he read that all people have the right of self-determination. And by virtue of that right, they should determine their political status. Now,
what I want
to add to that, what we're trying to do is actually free the land. And that's a process. And by me saying that's a process to free the land, it's not that we can't do it because the land is ours in the first place. And it was stolen from us, okay? So what we have to do is find a way how they systematically took it away from us. We have to put it in reverse and take it back. Take back what's rightfully ours. Okay, now, we don't want to do it in their voting system, but we also have to realize that this system is already in place that this current government has in place for us. And
then they'll never do it.
We also have to recognize how to break everything down, recognizing that every state is its own country because it has its own constitution.
Mm.
And then when they all come together, when all the states come together, then the United States has a constitution above all of that. But see, a lot of people don't know that every state is its own country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why they're called the United States. You know, and so we have to break down all of these constitutions states because they have different statutes, different laws, different ordinances, you know, that they go by. And so we have to study these things. And each one of us, it's our duty and our responsibility to research these things and find out, you know, what these laws are, how we can break these laws down, how we can dismantle this system, this current system that we no longer want to be a part of. We never gave consent to be governed by these people in the first place. So with no consent, no contract, no consent, no governing.
Can I get my minute? Can I get my minute, Baba?
Come on.
I yield.
Thank you, sister.
Okay.
Queen.
I'm glad they're speaking the right language, but unfortunately, if you're trying to get north and you're going south, you'll never make it. We are the taxpayers. We are the boss. Black men are free, and they're being misinformed and misrepresented in communities by pulpit pimps, community con artists, and political Ponzi scammers. We are operating under Confederate laws and legislation. Forget taking down Robert E. Lee's statue. It's time to change Confederate statutes, laws, legislation. Without that, everything they talking about is by them. So get up on the reality and get out of that spaceship y'all talking about taking states over. Look, rights restoration is time to get it all right now. Why? Because we the boss, zero tolerance, and we don't have to take no long time to be going through all that extra. So let's just go and get it. Zero tolerance, free at last. Black Alive 365, and if you really want Black Lives to matter, then stop talking all this and let's get it right. Because why? We are the boss. God freed us, and why would we continue begging for reparations? It's time for compensation.
So we talk in the same language, except for what I'm saying is going to give people their money. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
Okay, now, let me say this. Y'all sound like y'all, I like this oppositional discussion. Again, one thought for one area and thought in another, but like I say, you both are traveling down the same road. It's just a different direction in which you're trying to get it done. So I'll tell you what we're going to do, man. I'm going to make a note that we can talk about this a little bit more next week as well, because like I said, this is definitely an important topic enough, because now I'd like you people to be, and everybody else is calling in saying, hey, man, thank y'all. We want to hear both philosophical thoughts and views. Instead of everybody agreeing, so again, y'all doing exactly what I want you to do anyway on here, so that's great. But
I ain't
table this,
ain't no argument.
No. I'm just, ain't nobody tripping, sister. Let's not even go there. I mean, everybody have if you want ice cream, I want candy bar, you're going to get mad at me because I want one? That's not the whole point. I learned from each other. So we're not mad at each other at all. I mean, the point, you have a right to be independent like I do. But, so what we're trying to do is we're going to do this next week. I'm going to make a note. Hey, Harry, John, make a note of that, too, for next week so I won't forget it. Okay, now, all right, y'all, let me say this right here because we're just about
to. It's all for justice, right? It's all for justice.
Okay, right. Okay, let me, just a minute. We have, y'all, I'm going to just kind of get back on the topic just very briefly here, and then I want to get y'all's opinion because we've still got about 25 minutes here. But I want y'all to give me an idea of what y'all think about this here in just a minute. All right. As y'all know, man, there is a very unique, frightening, and scary disposition regarding black women here in the Western Hemisphere of Snake America. Now, if you look at how they are attacking our beautiful sisters here, it's something to be of great concern about. Because, first of all, when you think about Sandra Bland, and you think about Breonna Taylor, these are two beautiful black women that were just doing their own thing, and they wind up dead. I mean, it's not by accident. They were targeted by the white racist supremacist eugenics system of the United Snakes of America. Now, get this. Not only that, if they're not killing us, then they're keeping us in poverty, putting us in prisons, our women, and because they're doing it, let me tell y'all something, listen carefully. It is a frightening reality that 68% of black women, as well as women as a whole, who go into the jail system, 68% have had some form of mental illness. Now, it seems like to me that being a vicious government in the United States, actually ourselves taking on the premise of locking these black women up as well as women of color, what we're saying is that we're breaking down the family unit here in the United States. Of the number of mental illnesses here in Oklahoma, a survey was done just this last year, and 627 inmates suffer from some form of mental illness out of the 1,600 inmates that were locked up in the Oklahoma County Detention Center. Y'all, now check this out. Now, according to a female study, a study done in 2011 and 2012, more than two-thirds of women locked up in jails in the United States have a history of mental illness. Now, what I'm trying to get at is that this is not by accident, but by design. Now, you take our women, put them in jail. If you're not killing them and shooting us down, you put us in jail, lock us up in prison. And, you know, quite naturally speaking, y'all, I'm just going to have to say this, the women is the pillar of our communities because they are the ones who raise our young folks up. Why, basically, it's been traditional for men to go out and bring the basket of bread home. So what I'm trying to say is that this, again, is in a direct attack on our women in here in the United States of America, and we have got to change the dynamics of that frightening reality. Okay, now, not only as women now, we're talking about men as well, but I'm just on the subject of women right now. Again, because we're talking about our incarcerated women being subjected to cruel, unusual punishment with respect to how we're being treated here in the United States. Now, listen to this. Within a 30-day period after a woman is locked up in jail, 32.3 of them report a mental problems just being in, now listen to this, just being incarcerated for 30 days. And 25.5% of men reported that same period of time of having mental problems. So what I'm trying to tell y'all is that this is something that we're not seeing that's going on behind these terrible bars that's going on to our people to force them within 30 days for 25 and 32% of them to say, oh, man, to hell with this, what's going on? I'm ready to kill myself. I'm ready to just not eat. Talk to me, somebody out there. What's going on with this? Queen, are you out there? I know you got some ideas on this.
Yeah. I don't think that they are really paying attention to how much damage they're really causing. I know that they are running our jails like a factory, and they're like, all right, cool, instead of treating you, we'll just throw you in jail. It's cheaper.
Wow.
We're not going to actually take the time to put you through rehab or put you in into a program which helps you manage, you know, your emotions and the things that you have going on, just alone being a woman or let alone being a man. And then on top of that, before you even reach, you know, before you even come of age to even be considered, or I wouldn't even say considered, in order, how do I word that? Before you come of age for them to try to incarcerate you or to even find a reason to incarcerate you, we're already dealing with, you know, discrimination, even amongst our young people in the school system. So growing up in that, and also growing up in the conditions of your neighborhood, which are could be poor or could be poor or any other form, impoverished, or any other levels of crime that go on, you know, within your community, you're already dealing with that. So then coming in, you know, being put in the system on top of stress, on top of family, on top of all those things, you know what I mean? It really does not solve it. It makes it worse. So I can see how within 30 days or within whatever time frame mental illness is heightened, or mental illness is taking over the minds of our people. You know what I mean? They are not really, they don't care. They flat out don't care about them at all. You put up these facades of, oh, well, you know, we're going to take care of you, we're going to do this, do that, da, 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 da. It's a bunch of BS. I'm sorry, but it is. You know, I have a grandmother, you know, that's mentally ill, and she was incarcerated at a point, and she was separated from them, but that doesn't mean she was getting fair treatment. That just meant they put her over with other people that are dealing with the same issues, and they're like, okay, well, this is enough. We separate you from from the other people, but we're not really trying to do anything. We're just going to cycle you in and out. And then maybe one of those times when you have an episode, or maybe one of those times when you actually do something illegal due to the fact that you're not in your right mind, you know, we may send you to a rehabilitation place. And they don't care either. So I digress.
Come on, Queen. Come next. Talk to me. What's happening?
Yeah. The system's not designed to rehabilitate anybody. That's just another, part of the enslavement system that they had put into place in the first place. You know what I'm saying? It's, again, we go back to that social engineering, you know, back to poverty. We know that poverty is the mother of all crimes, okay? We know that it's black people know that, okay? So we're saying that I have another question outside of responding to that right there. And about the mental illness part, they know that they don't care if you're mentally ill or not. They don't care what the situation is. It's a capitalist society. They make money when you go to jail. You know what I'm saying? They make money when you get out. Money for them. You know, they capitalize on things like that. So we have to make sure we don't get caught in a trap. Like, obviously, this is the brother that's up behind the wall. And they said, forget about the real pipeline coming through it. Let's stop it and cut it off before they even get there. And see, that's our responsibility. That's something we have to do.
That's what I'm doing.
You know what I mean? And then look at the citizen disparities that they have here in this country, where I was watching the little January 6th insurrection and stuff, and it was some people from here in Ohio, where I'm from. And then they went down to the Capitol, and I looked at the light-ass sentences they got. You know what I'm saying? They got
13 days. They're white privilege.
Institution and stuff like that. And here we have political prisoners been in there for 40 years, just standing up for our people, believing in what they believe in, and speaking out that they have a right to do, but they still locked up. So what is that telling us?
See, that's white privilege, white pride. That's what it's telling me.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Unless we need our own system.
They call their stuff up.
I agree.
What is it? It's a word they use. They got a new law out for that now. Yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue, and I'm going to think of what it is and just a second here.
Okay.
But yeah, they have a lot of them. They go to the white people, you know, and they say, you know, well, we're going to slap them on the wrist. But what they got to beware of, there's a lot of angry white folks out here, too, now. You know, they call the poor white trash, and they're never going for that stuff, neither. So now they fight in the White House, back and forth. They all on the same team anyway, and all of them are angry as hell. Okay, they just want what they want, and they don't give a crap about none of us so-called citizens. Period. We're not even considered citizens, really. We don't.
No,
we're
not. Oh,
out.
No. Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why we don't get counted. You know what I'm saying? People are saying, well, you know, you need to go out and vote. Well, when you vote, you give them the power away. I give my power to nobody. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. I don't need it. I don't know. I'm tired. I'm getting 450 years time.
My life.
We did this stuff, you know, rhetorically over and over and over again, thinking, you know, something's going to change, something's going to happen. They tricked us into desegregation. We should not. I'd rather for us to be separated from these people.
No, it's poop. Look, y'all, we haven't gotten anywhere. Even the forward progress we've made, which is a half of a step, now they're trying to take that back from us. It's just giving away all our rights, privileges, and immunities. And guess what they're doing it with? The COVID-19. I'll fire you if you don't take a test. You can't come into my theater if you didn't show me you got a card saying, look at it, violating your right to privacy. And that is designed for the government to invade upon every aspect of your life, okay? Phone,
exactly.
Food.
Exactly.
Car, you drive in, birth certificate and everything. Do you know right now, like what y'all said, and I agree with you, that they have right now, through your Social Security number, they know every time you buy something, they know every state you're going in, because whenever you go somewhere, ma'am, you want a car, what's your Social Security number? Let me check your financial status, whatever. You know, if you want to buy a new whatever the case is, what I'm trying to tell y'all is that Social Security number was not by accident but by design so they can keep track on you. Any purchases that you made where you had to use that, you're going to be identified through government structures, government suppressions, through the media, and whatever the case is. Listen, y'all, they are cloning people today in all of this. This is another topic, but at the same time, I want to say this to y'all because I know y'all are aware. Come on, brother. Let's talk to me.
No, I was going to say this, that they even when they put your Social Security number in, your family member's name come up, too. Let's not leave.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They know everybody all about
they
you
also,
and how to address you
also,
and how to feel. Come on.
Yeah. They're also trying to push the real ID agenda, I believe, by 20 something.
October.
I think I heard it was
going to be October.
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so you got to have three forms of identification.
Yes.
In order to even get the real ID, or you won't get it, and you won't be,
I don't think
you'll be able to fly either.
No, you're not going to apply because they won't say, why in the hell would they need three damn IDs when my damn regular driver's license already said I'm who I am? Come on, man. Just put all that fake stuff that people pulling on people, man, just to make it harassing, and unnecessarily harsh. You already got my damn original driver's license. Why in the hell you worried about three or four damn other IDs? What the hell I need that for? The point is, y'all, they'll select them. Yeah.
It's,
I mean, you had to have your Social Security number to get it. You had to have your...
They're doing this to exert control over the population. The same with the mask.
Yes.
You go in the house, you know, saying that you're not adult enough to take care of yourselves. You're not adult enough to identify yourself. So, therefore, follow these rules, and we'll let you play.
Yes,
so,
that's it.
We're
that's
tired of playing.
You don't know. You don't understand things. You know what I'm saying? That you're not comfortable enough to understand.
We can barely hear you, sis. You need to speak into the phone a little bit more.
You
can
barely hear you. Yeah. What
were
you saying?
That's why I say when you go to court, they consider you the minority because minorities are the ones that they consider who don't know anything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Why would they sit in the system and they know that you know nothing about it? You got the pro se shooter. That works for the state. You know what I'm saying? All of them are against you. You know what I'm saying? You got all these odds stacked up against you. Now you got to figure out
for real
how to get out of it. You know
boy,
what I'm
that
saying?
Is
and
so
a lot
deep.
Of people, yeah. You know, they
y'all let me take a break and I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
We get out by
I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Use that as a way to make people understand why they need to know about accounts.
Y'all don't know nothing about Angela Winbush. Winbush. Y'all don't know nothing about Angela Winbush. I'm the only one who knows about that. I don't care what y'all say. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Hey, everybody. Thank y'all. Thank y'all again. This is People Power Radio. I'm your host, Michael Washington, with the most, Tree Shaker. I'm your guy. We're right here today in People Power Radio right here in Oklahoma City. Weather outside is 53 degrees, partly cloudy, but we're going to get through it all. Thank God it's not freezing out there. Again, y'all, we're talking tonight with very esteemed guests. Angry Mothers and Women Against Prison Abuse. Again, y'all, we have a little bit about 10 minutes, so I'm going to give y'all the floor for about 5.5 minutes apiece, and then I'll take the rest. So y'all can start anywhere you want. Since we've been kicking it everywhere and going on, let's just keep having fun while we're at it.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
I just want to ask the people on the line one question. And, you know, it's a little, not all toxic, but it's, you know, just a different question I want to ask. About reparations, okay? I hear people talking about reparations all the time, you know, and they keep going up, you know, to the court about the reparations, you know, House Resolution 40 or whatever, and they always just table it, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I wonder if people know why they really table it, because, you know, the European, the Tamahu, they have a way of doing slick stuff. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
So they put the 40 acres in a meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever thought that they already got it? That's why they don't pay us any attention when we ask stuff like that in under their government, because it was a joke to them and nobody caught it. The 40 acres was the size of a cemetery, and the mule is what they let you down in the ground in. They kept their promise of what they said they was going to give us. That was it.
Wow.
So whatever else
we
just have to take back what we got. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's power one deep right there. Well, see, go ahead.
Yeah. So I'd yell for somebody else to have something to say. I just wanted to put that out there, and then we can continue
the
conversation.
Okay.
Okay, Maya,
come on. Romani, y'all, come on. What's up?
Her point of saying what she just said kind of just blew my mind. And that's crazy.
Yes.
I mean, they speak in code as well as we do. So
Amen.
They have their own code of things that they say, and yeah, I really do believe that they do sit back and laugh on certain things that they have put out there that our Black community has fed into, and that's one big thing. That's one big reason why they just sit back and they're just like, all right, we'll just hand you a little bit here and there. If you believe this, then you'll believe that. So here you go. But, you know, outside of that, you know, we have to – that same knowledge that she shared with us last night, we need to share that to others too, because you know, once we come into light of that knowledge, it is now our responsibility to pass that on in order
now
to keep this going, in order for us to actually make it not just single movements here and there or single, you know, other groups taking, you know,
yes.
you know, taking
yes.
back their
yes.
votes or other groups pushing, you know, for political justice, for all these different things that affect our community. We
mm-hmm.
all need to see, we all need to see the knowledge that each group is giving or each, you know, particular struggle in a particular area is going through. We need to see the knowledge within that. That is what will strengthen us for the battle, you know, for
Ooh,
the mental
boy.
Battle that is actually going on out here. Because it's not just, you know, the physical things that is going on. This is also, you know, a spiritual war. This is also
mm-hmm.
a,
mm-hmm.
you know, a war of words. You know, a play on words when it comes to them, and we have to understand their language, and we have to understand their code in order to conquer over any obstacle, or anything that they lay in front of us.
You just said it. You just said it. You know, codes. And brother, matter of fact, brother, but mine have been saying about having a system of codes ourselves. You know, because like I said, I just like me trying to speak Chinese arithmetic. I mean, hell, I'd be totally lost in the sauce. I'd be looking like some idiot trying to go to a Chinese town, East there, boo-wah, boo-wah, whatever. They say, man, get this crazy nut out of here. So you're absolutely right. So if I have my own language, my own diatribe, then it's nothing that these people can do but look upside my head and act like they're crazy. You see what I'm getting at? So when they look at us and I'm crazy and we come back with our own level of conversation, you know, and give it back to them and they can look crazy at us, well, in turn, now it's equal. But until we realize it, like Sister said a while ago, your 40 acres and your mule, okay, yeah, we're going to give you death, and we're going to have to get your damn mule to kick your ass on down everywhere you need to go. You know what I mean? So,
you know,
they got
to, I wanted to
go ahead, bro.
I wanted to share that there was 500 nations here before the invasions of the Caucasians, because they're not really Europeans. They're Caucasians.
Mm-hmm.
They stole the land of Europe as well. They came out of the Caucasus Mountains and stole Europe. But that's another story. When they came over
okay.
here, there was already 500 different nations here on Turtle Island. So with that being said, that hasn't been the problem that there's been different nations of people here. There's always been different nations of people here. Some people call them tribes. Nevertheless, a city itself is a state. That's why they called them nation states back in the day. They used to have wars between cities. Those were called nations.
Oh, that's course. Yeah.
Same thing still applies today. Where you have land, territory, and a population, you have a nation. Now,
mm-hmm.
we've just been modernized with it all. You know, it's been reworked over time. But the thing is that people have always had the right to determine for themselves what will go on in their area. That's just basic common sense for people who are on a local level. So we got to get back to the basics. That's
Amen.
The important thing. Let's start governing ourselves. We got to start learning truth instead of theories. You know, the
mm-hmm.
truth is
mm-hmm.
that men and women decide what goes on. And when they agree, that's the business. When they disagree, they have war. It goes on a personal level to a national level. So as a people, we have to understand where our part is. Where we come in at as a people, not as individuals, but as a people. We call ourselves the black community. That gets a weakness.
Okay.
Communities can't stand against a nation. We need our black nation to come together on a local
okay.
level
well, I agree
and
with
begin
that.
To policy as such. Begin making policies that are in our benefit instead of going against our best interests.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that we're going to have to bring to the table, you know, when we're discussing things. We need city councils. We don't need these crooks in office doing the same thing that they've been doing. If we keep doing what we've been doing, we'll keep getting what we've been getting. If we're voting for these systems to be ruling over us, we'll be ruled instead of governing ourselves and protecting each other.
So we can't complain
so
we
have
when
to
call
we
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm hey, man, let me
get our head in the
yeah.
game. This is
That's
nation
right.
building. We have to build a nation. We have to understand what protects a people is a nation, not a community. Community only
mm-hmm.
protects a family. A people are protected by a nation. Communities are, families are protected by communities. So we got to understand the pecking order that we need to get in and provide order. We definitely have to get on code. Because if we're not on code and everybody else is on code, we lose.
Come on.
So that's my issue. My issue is not that we aren't able, is that we're not properly informed and we haven't exercised our manhood and our womanhood to make sure that we have what we need for our families and children and communities. These are the basics that we have to go through and make sure we have a firm grip on. Because if not, anybody can come in and tell us anything and we'll fall for it.
Okay.
Well,
let me. Come on.
I'm listening to my brother speaking. What he's saying,
I'm saying something back. I can hear you. All right, y'all, let me have the floor right quick, y'all. I'm getting ready to have to close the show, but we still stay on the air because I'm usually got a little bit, about 30 minutes afterwards, that we still like to kick it and share ideas and all that. But let me just say, while for our listening audience, we want to thank you all for allowing us to come into your homes tonight and to your personal lives and to share with you information that we feel is very important to you. And we hope that you'll continue to let us share our personal experiences as well as you sharing yours with us so that we can better get a better camaraderie and feel and understanding about what we're going through here, what we're going through here in the Western Hemisphere. So, again, y'all, I just appreciate y'all so much. And, again, next week we're going to probably add a little bit more mustard on the need for reparations and for our independence. But also we want to talk a whole lot about our reparations as well as the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution. For those of you who did not know, the 13th Amendment did not free you and me because it was actually designed as a cloak to actually keep us enslaved and in bondage. And it states clearly that the United States will be prohibited from any enslavement. However, the enslaved system was designed to incarcerate you and me with just jaywalking the streets, and we can get sent to prison and have all our rights taken away. And guess what? Free to do the work of the powerful, wealthy corporations. So, again, y'all stay on the line. I'll be right back in about 30 seconds because I got to get ready. It's going to close out. But we still can talk, as we've always done, in our room. And it'll just be for everybody. Please have a wonderful night and Happy New Year to you. Everybody be blessed, and may God be protective of all that you do. All right, everybody, I'm back, y'all. It's just Kwanzaa with me, like I said, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know. So, all right, y'all, man, this has been a very enlightening subject tonight. And now that we still have a little bit of time, Sister Queen Esther, tell me about, so are you a Muslim as far as a nation or what? I mean, what's going on? Did you hear me?
I'm here.
Queen X?
Yeah.
No, I was just saying, are you with the nation or what? Sunni Muslim or what?
I'm with
Queen...
our people.
Okay, activist. No, good. No, I'm just there. That's why I didn't know.
I'm an activist. And what I was, the word I was trying to think of earlier was domestic terrorism versus political prisoners, right? Yeah, so they done made a new law for the white folks. And they're going to charge them with domestic terrorism, and they're going to get some little life sentences and, you know, some home detention, you know, so forth like that. And I also wanted to add to the fact that knowing that when we talked about, you know, freedom of slaves, you know, and all that stuff, the First Amendment and all that, the Emancipation Proclamation, emancipation just means transfer. So the only thing they did was transfer slaves over to these properties and wards of the state that they reside in. It's still going on to this day.
I like it.
You know what I'm saying? So emancipation just means transfer. That's all it means. He never freed no slaves.
You definitely you definitely make a lot of sense there. I mean, I love talking like this because, like I said, we're in my secret room here now because, like I said, we go off the air. But that's why I wanted all of us to hear to where we have an opportunity to talk on our own now without, you know, being going outside. In other words, so here we can use a little bit more profanity if you want to, or a little bit more, you know, realities, information that you normally wouldn't give people.
Still with us?
I heard her?
Yeah.
Mr. Angry Activist still with us?
We asked her to have
No, she just left. She just left. She left about 10 minutes ago. But, so next week, though, y'all want to talk a little bit more, too, about, like I said, we have two schools of thought. We have the integration and non-integration. Well, me, I'm all for autonomy, man. I mean, self-preservation is first law of nature. I mean, they've shown us already
I don't even want to entertain that type of conversation anymore. That's a waste of my time.
It's not about what you would like to do, brother. It's about what the people want. So we're going to end that day. We're going to have it. You know, so we're going to let everybody, you know, give what they want. So, but anyhow,
I was just speaking for myself.
I listen to everybody. It's not going to be rough, but I like it or not because I learned from everybody.
That's all. I was speaking for myself, saying that I wasn't having a debate.
Don't you debate? I mean, how are you going to go to, if you go to Massa, are you going to debate him and just going to just take her? How do you do that, brother?
No,
you want everybody to learn from you.
Anybody. I'm talking to my
brother. You're not going to debate. You're not going to debate. In other words, so you're just going to do something on your own without trying to help me or somebody understand it then. Am I correct?
I'm going to go with those who see the truth and those who are ready to move on it, and then we're going to move. We're not going to ask anybody to join.
Okay, so you're
going to
move, and everybody don't move at the same time. So you're going to discriminate against them now?
No, we
don't
need
everybody.
Now you're going
to let them talk to you in fairness now.
Who are consciously awake and understand that we're at a critical point, and we ain't got time to be asking for who wants to go to eat.
Well,
those who are hungry are moving.
Let me interject.
This is how this is going. I see how he's coming, and he's coming in a manipulatable way. Well, I'm going to say this, as being a grown man and being the age that I am, I'm going to speak on something.
Come on.
Who are you, brother? Okay, this is Brother Don X.
Okay, Don, okay, come on, bro. Come on, Don X.
Okay, I'm strong. I'm coming strong with it. Because I look at the whole judicial facts of everything, of annihilation of our people and what we have been through with our whole generation. I'm so emotional. I'm going to break it down like this.
Come on. We're
talking about reparations. I'm going to tell y'all something about reparations. Reparations means this. In slavery, they promised all of our generation of our ancestors 40 acres and a mule. And I heard Queen X talk about it, but I'm going to put it more in the category so everybody understands what it really means. Reparations means they said we are going to give you 40 acres and a mule. We promise you that. You will get that. And if you realize in life as being a person that has been around this country and justifiably see that all the dang on grave sites in this country somewhat are at least 40 acres wide or wider. And then we all know what that mule is. A mule is when they put your casket on it, it lures you in the ground. It ain't a mule with four legs. It's a mule that lures you in the ground. That's all you got. That's all they gave you. But every other nationality have got reparations of money that they have gave them, the Jews, the Japanese, the Italians. The Arabs are still milking our society of getting free money. They come in this country and get a free ride because they pay for everything for them to get a justifiable of education. But our own people can't get an education because they said we are not smart enough. Now, what y'all need to understand, I'm going to tell y'all something here. Being an older gentleman, and seeing the ignorance of our people want to jump out, run out, protest, holler, scream, and shout, saying we are getting no justice. We don't get justice. The only thing that we are getting is just us, because when you go to court and you are standing in front of that judge, he looking at you, or you a third of a person, so he said he don't care. So he said 5 years. He said 3 years. He said 10 years. But you let other generation of a person of culture go before the same judge and they say probation or just pay a fine. Have a nice day. Why can't we keep on sitting here debating and arguing over issues about our people when our people, we've been going through this for so long, it's sad and sickening. We up here don't understand that our people don't have to keep on taking it. But look at what's happening to us. We are taking it because we are not together. We have more killings of our own people killing each other in this country. Mm-hmm. It's sickening. They talking about, that officer shot a black unarmed man. Well, damn. I'm sorry. God forgive me. I mean, say damn. But
no, you're
3
right.
days ago, there was a black person that killed 20 black people just having a good time at a party or either having some kind of fun with their life, and now they gone because some ignorant young black person took an automatic weapon that he really don't know about, and he said, and there go 20 people laying on the ground that love each other, that nobody care about and respect because they like, oh, it's just another black person passed away.
Yeah,
give me a break here. We got to quit saying, the white cop shot one black man. Well, what about our young youth are killing each other by the dozens and 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 dozens in our society because they don't have no mind control of love
to
respect each other?
Come on, brother. Thank you for that. Come on, brother. Bomani.
These crackers have killed way more black people than black people have even thought about, number one. First of all, they're killing us through medical science and through food poisoning. So they're killing us by far way more than we are killing each other. Let's make sure that that's understood. And this media thing, blaming black-on-black violence, yes, black people kill black people, but so do white people kill white people. But I don't hear nobody talking about that. Chinese people kill Chinese people. Ain't nobody talking about that. Arabs kill Arab people. Ain't nobody talking about that. But as soon as a black person decides to handle business, now everybody wants to say he's the problem. No, that's not the problem. The problem is we don't have our own system, our own culture for handling such issues. That's
food,
the problem.
My brother, because if they put food out here in our society and try to poison you off, then they would destroy their own people. Man, do you don't understand.
Well, they don't care about their own people.
Let's get real.
I need to talk about that. Because
let's get real.
They don't care about their own people, bro.
That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say this.
Hold up.
But all our black men that's in prison, if they want to get rid of all our black men in prison, all they do is they put poison food in there, and you wipe out a whole genocide of people.
Wow.
That's what they got right.
We got every state. There are 50 states in this country. If they wanted to get rid of black men, all they do is put bad food and kill them and be done with them. They can't do that.
That's exactly what they've done.
Let's get Maya. Let's see what Maya got to say. Come on.
Come on, sister.
So we are addressing. So we are addressing this black on black crime issue. For one, when it comes to who's killing who, it's the fact that we are letting them destroy. We are not taking control over the main thing that they've tried to destroy was the black family. That's where it started. That's why we don't have. That's why we have single mothers. That's why we have orphans in our community. Those are the things. If we as leaders, and this is a, I mean, this is all, if you call yourself an activist, you call yourself a revolutionary, you call yourself for the people, or you love the black nation, you need to step up and you need to reach out to these people and reach out to these children and to the community in general if we're going to make a difference at all. It doesn't matter if white people are killing us, you know, at a higher rate than us killing each other. It's the fact that we're still sitting back, not doing anything about it, not getting to the root of the problem. So that's what is missing is right there. No matter what angle you come, either politically or from just the black family in general, I'm sorry. I'm getting on a rant because that's the problem
When did it start, my sister? Tell me, because you sound like you really got here. I mean, this has been since we got here.
That was their mission is to separate us and to sell us off.
There you go. And to separate us
from the beginning. You know what I mean? Whether we already had tribes here or they pulled us from Africa, it doesn't matter. It's the same battle. It's the same battle because they look at us all the same. They look at us all the same. It doesn't matter if you're a quarter black. It doesn't matter if you're 100% black. They all look at us the same.
Oh, yeah, you'll make a difference.
And the issue right there is the fact that we are not addressing the main issue, the separation in our community. Bet if we had two-parent homes, we wouldn't have these issues with the children doing the things that they do and growing up without the knowledge that they need in order to conduct themselves as men and women in society.
My sister, can I ask you something real quick? Can I say this? I'm going to be quiet the rest of the night.
No, you got to be quiet, bro. My sister said
one parent, who done that to us, my sister? Who took a man out of the home back in the right beginning of the 70s? Who took the man out of the home to make the sisters not want to have a man home to give you a free ride? My sister, tell me, please.
I mean, like I said from the beginning, who took
the man out the home to give y'all sisters a free ride, not to want to have a man in the home and put the situation we have on ourselves today? That's why I'm asking my sister.
Okay, so like I said in the beginning, this started when we got here. The white man, the one that wants to conquer us. I'm answering your question, sir. So we're gonna proceed. Let me press forward on that myself.
Let me give a little weigh in on that before I let y'all talk. Let me have about 2-3 minutes. Y'all can have it back. Number one, first of all, y'all have to realize that our deprogramming or our increased programming came from when we came here and we were set on these slave plantations. When you plantation, you plant the seed into the minds of a person to be less than cattle, less than furniture, less than human, less than anything. So you pitted the young against the old, the father against the son against the mother, so forth. Okay, now, you had what you call a debriefing process. So the real problem came with when we were on a slave plantation, when we lost our names, our culture, our God, our religion, and everything else that depended and deprived us of. So now, even whether you ate or not, depend on how you reacted to memorizing words of being feeble-minded, useless, killing your brother and sister and these things here, okay? That's where the fights and things came from. This boxing and all that came from was from Massa doing those slave plantations when he was set back. Well, I bet Harry knocked the hell out of old Bob over there. Okay, so y'all were alive, and they had our families and brothers. They had our families, and listen, y'all, let me speak. They had our brothers and sisters and family and kids sitting back watching these boxing matches and things. And so immediately it told them, hey, this is how you got to react, and you have to jump on each other and this, that, and other. Okay, so they inspired them, and when you started discombobulating, they're fighting one another, murdering one another, and stuff of this nature, then you were given a prize and a reward. You got to come in Miles' house and eat the crumb from the table, while the rest stayed out in the outhouses and slept. Okay, so again, let me speak, brother. I appreciate it. Now, so because of that, it's because that we've had that institutionalized. We've been, it's what's called institutionalized slavery, y'all. So when you said, why did the brother leave out of the house? He was already conditioned to leave the sister out on her own because the conditions around him perpetrated by the slave master, who already had a design and scheme and plan even before he got here, how he was going to treat you by robbing you of everything that pertained to you. That's why he created those prison systems that were designed to lock you back up when slavery ended, because he knew there a slave plantation is just like the modern-day prison system. Your mind reverberated back to being confined, locked up, deprived, so forth and so on. That's why I wanted to say what I wanted to say, y'all. Somebody go ahead on.
Back in the 70s, the households, there were 66% of the households with black males in them. Now it's less than 33%. So, yeah, the two-parent household helped, but that wasn't our biggest issue. Our biggest issue was that we're not independent as a nation. That's our biggest number one issue. Because without that, nothing else even matters. Doesn't matter if you have two-parent households. You're still going to be a second-class citizen. So that's the real issue, that we didn't have control over our nation, our people, our own culture. So this is the genesis of it.
I disagree. I definitely disagree on that one.
Come on.
I mean, and respectfully on that, because if you look at it, if it wasn't a powerful move, then why did they make it? Why did they make that priority in our community?
Not that it wasn't powerful.
It was a powerful move.
When I was saying it's not a central issue. I didn't say it wasn't powerful. I said it was a central issue.
It's a big factor in raising the next generation. Because say, for instance, hypothetically, we increase the number of two-parent black homes here in America with, quote-unquote, woke people, or, you know, women or men that, you know, really believe in the fact of a two-parent home and actually teaching and equipping the youth for the future and for the different things that they're going to encounter being a black male or a black female, how different would this nation look, though? How different would it look?
This nation would look that different.
You.
That's not the issue. The issue is we don't have the numbers to change the demographics of this country as far as the votes go. We're outnumbered. It's a numbers game when we're talking about voting.
Exactly.
So we don't have the numbers game to win that. So I don't care if you have how many two-parent households, you still lose.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the way the government has to set up. You know, it was systematically set up. That's why they got most of the neighborhoods projects. Because they were projects. They were projects for them. You know what I'm saying? Nobody called them to be thrown out. You know what I'm saying? So they gave them.
Just in the background, it's called a noise. I can't hardly hear you back there.
Yeah, you got to pick your phone up.
Sorry about that. They know that if they remove the man from the home by giving out government subsidies, you know, and I think they took the whole idea from the Black Panther Party on that, as far as the free lunches and so forth, and you know, things like that. You know, they took that idea and they took it for themselves. You know, and they use it, and this is how they got the black families to be disproportionate, and the father not being in the home. Not that he wanted to be, didn't want to be there. He wanted to be there, but he made it so to where he couldn't be there because you couldn't get the subsidies or you couldn't get the low income housing. You know what I'm saying, with the jobs that they had available for blacks and stuff like that, to not even come here, to not even be able to come up, really. You know what I'm saying, that you had.
Oh, man, all y'all was nice.
So forth like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's already designed for that to happen, to break up the households. Now, we didn't went from being villages to communities to neighborhoods. Now, damn hoods.
Well, now, see, man, that's very beautiful, I'll tell you. Ooh. Boy, y'all got it rocking. Let me tell y'all something. I'll tell you what, man, we're going to definitely finish this. We still got about 15 minutes here. So I've talked them into giving me a little more time because they've seen how kind of our ratings went up.
You must have got it extended.
Do what, brother?
You got it extended. I'm about to say it's working.
We got to quit letting these people control the narrative.
Oh, my God, no.
They always control the narrative. You know what I'm saying? And we got to quit letting them control the narrative. As long as they control the narrative, they're going to control your mind. They're going to keep you brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to keep you disconnected. You know, so they're going to keep you without knowing anything. They don't want you to have any knowledge. You know, that's why they're playing reading. You know,
well, let me tell y'all something else, too. Here, like, say, in the Western Hemisphere, we have to realize once again, when we came over here in those slave ships called Carolina, Jesus, and the Mediterranean, listen to those names, y'all. You ever heard the old folks song, "Take this whole world, but give me Jesus"? They were talking about the slave ship, man. They weren't talking about the Jesus, the Son of God, or whatever they call him.
Exactly.
They were talking about, "Take me back home. Take me back home to all this here shit. Y'all finna get me. I'm not a part of this. Y'all took me from my homeland. I feel like a wounded foreign substance out of my house and habitant." So listen to this, y'all. Out of my elements. So because of that, listen carefully. All of y'all hitting it on point. That's why I was waiting for this to say this. All of y'all hitting it absolutely exactly. But you have to realize, in other words, to make a slave system work, an economic system work, you have to make the slave believe that he, his family, and everybody else is insignificant, and they are responsible for the conditions that they're living in. So therefore, because you have me fighting against my brother and sister, I'm telling y'all, this spilled over into a larger society today because master made me think you lighter than me. You think you better than I am. You're a mulatto. I'm darker than you. Yeah, I'm the reason for you getting a little bit more. So you have to realize, I'm trying to tell y'all, that the whole substance of which y'all talking about is on point, but you have to realize there was a dehumanizing process and actual training of years before the so-called Emancipation Proclamation. You had 4 million blacks who were freed after the Emancipation Proclamation, set free to do what the hell they wanted in a society that they is shocked to them. Oh, my God, is this really free? I can move around? Are y'all sure? Hell, I ain't going no damn where. Master gave me, if I go out there, I ain't got nothing. Listen, y'all. This created what you call the two-class society of blacks. One wanted to stay with Massa, and the other wanted to get away from him. So therefore, Massa had the Sambo, who would inform on the one who didn't no longer like him, was plotting and running away, or what have you. Right now, listen carefully, y'all. Y'all ask me why we had the fights and killings and different things against each other. It's because of the fact that we were inbred to hate and indoctrinated racism. That's where the problem come in, y'all. It was a training measure. And we're not going to snap out of this, and now they're making sure that everything stays strongly intact by doing what? Feeding us improper medication, giving us COVID-19 and every other thing else that goes along, and telling our family what we can't do. You can't whoop your son no more, your daughter, but you're going to jail if you do. Okay, y'all? They made our people become so unruly, and guess what they're doing? They're giving our people the mental pills and things that's making them crazy, whatever. You're making mama kill dad and brother kill sister. It ain't mama and dad and son mad at each other, want to kill somebody because they can. Some of them just can't help it, y'all. So let's get it real here. Go ahead, somebody.
Yeah,
you
mentioned that encouraged our people to tell on our people was the number one issue why slavery lasted so long. They had snitches that got
Hello,
paid
Johnny.
For telling.
I just told you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That was the
That's
number one issue why we didn't then overcame this, because there was hundreds of revolts that were planned that didn't go down because Mylan told them.
Yes.
So we have to get this element out of our community that is selling us out.
Okay, bam.
We have to do a cleansing. We have to,
see
we
how
have
you
to
just said that,
and,
brother?
And,
yes. See how
we
you
have
just
to,
said
we
that?
We have to remove that.
But you just heard me. Now watch this here. Did you know that just like you're talking right now, out of 10 black folks in a community, I guarantee you, brother, now listen carefully, I guarantee you, of that 10, 8 of them is tetting on somebody. Did you understand what I just said? So
that's
what I'm trying to tell you, brother. It's going to be hard for you to weed those people out like that there, because they're so ingrained into you. How you think they killed Malcolm X? Somebody looked just like him. In his own, in the Audubon ballroom.
No,
you know what I'm getting at?
Malcolm did his own lack of security. That was a lack of security on his part.
We're not talking about lack of security. We're talking about the people look like him who did it, sir. I'm not talking about who had 50 million guns. I'm not talking about that. I said it's hard to be able to understand who they are, who you are, is because they look and act just like you do. Somebody can come in and sit down and eat your same food as you. You're not going to immediately think that they're going to be the traitor. That's why Master, again, I told you, brother, that's why Master made it so hard. He trained us so when we came out into the atmosphere of no longer enslaved in solitude, we're still going to act right, and that's how he's able to keep us enslaved and in bondage, even in our own societies now, because our own people standing in the way, being the snitches, the rogues, and the pro-white-minded people and things. So, girlfriend, what are you doing? You're still creating two classes of society, brother, two classes of black folks, one who wants Master System to stay the same.
Yeah.
There you go. Now you're talking. Then you have one who said, no, man, the Master ain't it to me. Well, yeah, I'm going to tell Master what you said, boy. I'm going to get my cornbread on this one. You understand what I'm saying there? And this is going on in our society every day. So
they got them back here. About gun law, boss.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
So this is where we are, y'all. Yes.
We had our land, so we had a gun line too, and you bet not. You know, because some of my ancestors didn't play that.
Yeah.
About they land.
Yeah. You understand what I'm saying, sister? Did you? I just told y'all what y'all just said right today. If you go out, let's just say you and I were talking about going down to, let's just say, getting some land and you follow Oklahoma. Let's just give a name. What that was designed to do is establish your independence. This is why Master found it so hard and so rambunctious to not allow you to separate yourself from him, because when he did let you go, he wasn't ever worried about what you were going to do, what you were going to do, because he always got the message from the educated Negro, the bourgeoisie. Let's start using the words, y'all. The bourgeoisie, the intelligent black folks, where you were ignorant, dumb, crazy, feeble-minded. Well, he was the one teaching you the Bible and all this. Are y'all understanding me? So because they were teaching you the Bible and all this here, they already knew it was on your mind because you couldn't read or write without the word they were giving you. Hello, John. So if you said that a horse was gray, it's all that. He's talking about red. He don't understand what's going on. He don't have a comprehension. So what I'm trying to tell y'all, man, that's why they step as a preacher over the church house to keep us in line. Today our problem is in the church houses and things, brothers and sisters. It's the slave plantation.
Okay.
Yeah,
come
on with it.
Like
let me say this. This guy next, I'm going to say this.
Come on.
I don't even realize it. Y'all don't even realize it. We've been, for the last 9 years, we always talk about the Klan. We always say the Klan. Do y'all realize in the last 9 years, nobody even, the Klan, you only hear their name no more? You know why you don't hear their name no more? Because they judges. They officers of the law.
Oh, man, yeah. Sure, yeah.
They this, they that. They done said, hold on. We got to restructure ourselves. We can't keep acting like we want to put a noose up and threaten and make people all furious. What we do is we need to go into an organization on being judges, lawyers, cops, and everything else. That
judges,
they bring,
DAs, all that, yeah.
Showing y'all that y'all keep on thinking that, hey, we got you, we support you, we just get it together, people. Y'all don't hear nothing about the Klan no more because they have moved into organizations to destroy us worse. And I want everybody to realize when you lay down at night and you go take your nap, sleep, whatever you do, think about your children that you love. Think about what they got to face when we not here no more. Because it's going to get worse for our people because what they don't understand is I ain't got nothing in my heart to be a racist. I don't feel that way. No mindset. God knows I don't. But
don't
I know that our young people, our young generation, when we gone and we hear no more, they got a long road. And y'all better think about that because you don't hear the Klan. You don't hear nothing about the Klan rallying no more. They ain't marching no more. They ain't doing it because they got smart. They said, wait a minute. Why are we going to march and do all this? We don't have to. We just go into the jiu-jitsu system and show them we can hurt them worse.
Oh, man.
Did you march up in Virginia a couple years ago and kill a white girl at a Black Lives Matter function? Didn't they just march against that? I'm pretty sure they have white supremacists marching around the place
well,
all the time.
Well, they're still doing it, but just like you say, they're not as...
Oh, you got the Proud Boys, too.
Yeah, they got a stronghold down here in Georgia. Big boy. Mm-hmm.
Y'all can say the Proud Boys, and y'all can say all them names, but them, that's names we know. But what about when you go to court?
In Georgia.
When you go
the Georgia papers.
He might be an undercover Proud Boy, and he going to say $300 fine. Pay this,
oh, no,
pay that, or... You know, so we can't on keep on thinking that because they put names out here to like, okay, the Proud Boys. Who gives a thing about a Proud Boy? Proud Boys don't mean nothing because before it was the Klan.
No,
the Klan was
about
here
the Klan.
Before time.
The Klan
now
is still
America,
in Georgia.
They proud to be able to be boys to get jobs to ruin your life. They proud to be boys. To ruin your life. They Proud Boys. Listen, they say we the Proud Boys. That's saying, wait a minute. I don't got no friends to call these up Proud Boys or nobody I know to call Proud Boys. But Proud Boys mean they proud to be in job to where they can ruin your life. That's what they so proud.
That's
why they I love my children. I'm proud to have my children. I'm proud to have my grandchildren. I'm proud.
Okay, bro, but we're talking about the Klan. We're talking about the Klan and how they're still there. They're still in power.
That's a big difference.
Still shooting people down in the streets here in Georgia.
We put in perspective. Stop
did you just miss
we
that, brother? Brother, did you miss that, brother?
No,
brother, hold on.
Let him say something.
Hold on, brother.
Come on.
Brother,
come on.
Did you miss that a brother just got shot down in the street running through through a neighborhood and the Klan chased him? Did you miss that? They didn't have on the white sheets, but they might have well had on them. Hell, that's still the same thing just because you ain't got on the sheets.
Okay, so you know what? My brother, you know what? I'm going to respect you on that, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to say this. They passing laws all out through this country to be able to give people the right to have a gun on them without having a concealed carry permit. And the reason that is because, I'm going to tell you why. It's not that I'm saying it in the way I'm saying the respectful. That's because if you were to approach a white woman or a white man and you look like you got a problem with them, they can shoot you and kill you. And when the cops show up, it's like, I felt threatened because he looked suspicious.
That's all.
It's
that's all they need to say.
Your life is gone. They gonna get pat on the back.
Did you know that you have a responsibility to protect?
So what about all these new laws they passing on us that we not really concentrating on the new laws that they keep passing on?
Did you know?
Don't give them the right to carry a gun because a black person get caught with a gun, they want to judicially charge you for it. But if they get caught with a gun, they say, well, you're only protecting yourself.
Okay, did you know that you have a responsibility to protect, that there is no law against you arming yourself? There is no way they can prevent you from arming yourself. Now, they might tell you that you don't have a right, but you actually have a responsibility, which trumps a right, to protect yourself.
Okay.
Allow other people to dictate.
Can I ask you something? Who are you protecting? Because it sounds like you talk like you protecting somebody. I just want to know if you don't mind telling me. Who are you protecting?
That's not the way to get it, brother, man. He's not protecting anybody. That's no way to get it, y'all. That's not sure where we do that. Because everybody has the right to have the
own opinion. No. That was a good question. I'm protecting my people.
Let them know.
Yeah, I'm protecting my people.
I'm not coming at my brother.
No, I understand, brother. I understand you. I understand you perfectly.
Okay, come on.
I am speaking for black manhood. For black manhood. That's what I stand on that platform. 24/7,
okay.
And I protect black women and children. That's my mission.
Okay. I'm glad you said that. You inspired me.
Let me say something right quick, y'all. Now, I'll give y'all the floor. Let me say it for a minute. Give me about 2-3 minutes. Now, again, all y'all are right on point. I mean, my goodness, that's why great minds think alike. Like I said, if you want a hamburger and I want a bag of potato chips, the whole idea is to satisfy and quench our hunger, regardless how we eat it. So I'm trying to tell you that you're all on the right path. It's just that we're traveling down different roads. But guess what? When we meet back into the center, no matter which direction we northeast, west, or south, we all got the same plan in mind, and that is to relieve our people from the unconstitutional, dehumanizing, wretched conditions that we're in. But now, let me say this extra.
Yes, sir.
The alt-right people that y'all talking about, the Proud Boys, White Citizens Council, and all them people, listen carefully. They're doing nothing but being trained by the older heads who have gotten older now and laying back to ensure that they continue racism, white supremacy continues on in the gutter. And they got their own initiation by the President of the United States doing his little hand signals and all. Hey, white folks, okay, y'all's master is here. I'm still ahead. We're still running it. Go ahead and do what y'all doing. Go ahead and turn the Capitol up to let all the white folks know if you get too damn crazy with us, if y'all don't ride with us racist, we'll get y'all. You understand what I'm getting at, y'all? So, again, all y'all on the right track. But not only that. So what I'm trying to say to y'all is that just like you said, the judges, you have the legislators. Let's not forget them because they're the ones that pass the laws who tell the judges and the lawyers and the police what they can and can't do. So it's not just in the courtrooms. They're the ones who make the laws. The slave code laws are modern day's time, but they're encoded where you and I don't see it. So therefore, yes, you're talking about everyone y'all on the right track, but now watch this here. It is because we don't have the political, economic, we know money changes things. We don't have the economic, social, or political status to really make a difference. Why? Because the system and laws are guided toward making sure that we stay discombobulated, disgusted, and not able to be trusted among our own kind. Y'all don't hear me, no. So anytime you go and try to do something, they're going to have one who look like you in your path. They're going to be waiting on you before you get there. Listen, y'all. So because of that, so because of they're waiting on us, until we get a resolution of our own, until we sit down, as Sister Mayat said earlier, and then I want to give her the floor. She said earlier, we have to sit down like we're doing now, but not just on no damn Saturday night. We need to sit down other nights as well and pull more people in, sit them down at the table. Like I said, if you're going to be the man that's washing the dishes, I got to be the one that's mopping the floor. And the sister's going to be washing the window. It's enough for all of us to go around so that we can have ability to sit down and do what we need to do. Not too much on one person. Go ahead, somebody.
That's true. Hey, I'm going to say this and I'm out. I'm going to hang up. Hey, you know when they stormed the Capitol, you know, and the crazy part is, now I'm not saying it in a racial way, but you look at all them white folks that stormed the Capitol, and none of those cops drew their weapons to fall on them. Now, I say this. If it was all black people storming the Capitol, we would probably have about 200 to 300 black people dead because the first thing they do is start for. Now, that's what the difference is on how I look at the appropriation on how that was. Like, they can come and just demolish and conquer and destroy the Capitol, but if black people were to did that, not seeing it in no other way.
No, it's a fact.
There would be a lot of black bodies on the ground because the first thing they do is draw and fire when they see that black people are being aggressive. Because why come we got to see that every target that you go to a target range to practice on, it's always got to be a black body there to see that.
Let me ask you a question, Don.
I'm done.
Are you for self-determination? Do you believe that we need independence?
I love independence.
Okay.
But the only thing is, you ask me a question, I'm going to say this, and you can come at me. But the only thing when you say self-determination, independence, is you got to realize we are living in a European structure culture. The Europeans developed this culture and the structure on how everything is ran in this country. We can't just take over and dominate make our own nationality because they already got the culture and structure already preserved. It'll be hard.
And they got the Army, Navy, and Air Force Marines in place.
Actually, that's not true. They got it from the Iroquois who were already here. They adopted the system. They are usurpers. This is not their land. This is our land, and they usurped it. That's a big difference. They didn't make this system. They adopted the system. Listen to what the Constitution said. They adopted it. They adopted the Constitution. They didn't write the Constitution.
We've got
to understand what we're dealing with.
Come on, Maya. What are you saying?
Who was here first, though? I just wonder, can anybody out there saying who was here first? That's all I want to know.
Who were?
The original man. Before the Europeans come and take over, though.
The original man. We were here from the beginning. And, man, look here, brother. Everything came from us, brother. We've toured every land, every culture, every country before we were even born, brother. Okay? So Indians, let me tell you something. Hold it. Indians don't run. It's not the Indians' damn land over here in Oklahoma. That belongs to us, man. They just racist. Them people had us in slavery like the white folks did, man. Ain't no damn difference.
Okay.
Damn, y'all. Come on with it. Y'all got the wrong one here. Keep trying to tell you. You got one of us going to lay down like it's supposed to be. Them suckers took it from us, too. Had us kill us and beat us down and stomp us and beat our babies and kill our babies and stuff. They were no different. Come on, man. It was racism.
Somebody know where I'm coming from. I admire that because I didn't know if any of y'all knew that. And thank you, my brothers, for coming up and stepping up to the plate.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all.
I respect
y'all. Come
you
on next week, y'all. We're going to finish this next week, so y'all come on back, man. This is lovely. I mean, hey. All right, my brother, Donna X. Hey, man, be blessed, brother. You have a good night, all right?
All right, much love to everybody.
Okay, all right.
Respect. Respect.
All right, now. Y'all, sorry, y'all, we got about 6 minutes, so y'all keep talking.
Much love to everybody, and I love everybody. Regardless of our differences, I still love my sisters, and I love my brothers. I don't care if you get mad at me, have anxiety problems, or whatever. I still love all y'all with my heart.
I tell you what, if you agree to everything I do, say and do, I don't want to talk to you. I'm serious.
Thank you. You made my night. You my inspiration. I'm sorry to talk over it, but hey, my brother, you are my sole inspiration, and I love you. I love you, my brother.
My brother. Be blessed now. Okay, you have a good night. Sister Maya, go ahead. Now, what you going to say something? Go ahead. You just want to say something.
Just in my conclusion of the whole entire conversation, you know, just to piggyback on what you were saying, you know, we all want the same thing. We all are just coming from different angles. And like I said, once again, until we all sit down or, you know, within our communities, within our states, you know, and keep growing from there, you know, we're going to have to come together. We're going to have to make creative ideas. And, yes, they're going to come from different angles, but we all have to, you know, respect it, look at it, you know, even if we disagree and say, is that really pro-black for our community? Is that really going to grow our community? Are we really going in the same direction? And that right there, just having serious conversations, you know, with other, you know, other people, you can see where people's mindsets is. You can distinguish masses people versus our people. You know what I mean? Even if they do share the same skin color we do and rock the dashikis and everything else, you know what I mean? So I feel like us actually coming together is going to make everything clear, and we do have to prepare the next generation for what the heck they're about to come into, because we see it, we see what's going on, but we have to understand that, hey, you know, I don't know how many years I'm going to have on this earth. I pray I have an abundance of life, but at the end of the day, I'm going to be gone, or you're going to be gone, and they have to be in preparation for what's coming on, meaning we have to teach them past knowledge and we have to get them prepared for future, you know, in general. We have to let them know what happened, what's happening, so that they can be prepared for what's going on and what's going to happen in the future.
Amen. So, Ashe with a big old capital A.
We're coming down.
We all gonna meet up in the center because we all about the same thing, you know.
That's right. I told y'all.
And that's where it's gonna be. You know what I'm saying? We gonna free this land. This is our land, and our plan is to free this land, and that's what we're gonna do. But it all starts with being assertive. It all starts with action. not just
yes.
talk.
Yes. That's why I wanted to tell y'all tonight when I told y'all a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. That's why I told y'all a while ago. Hell, even them Indians were taught to be racist against us, man. They don't want to give us shit. They killed us and chopped us up and stole from us and put us in the cotton fields and stuff, man. This belonged to us to make us think that it belonged to them. Come on, you can't get with this one here, even before the voice of the Mayflower. Don't start it with me, because I know it is 1432, African-Americans here, we brought them from India. Don't start it with me now if you want some history. Don't start it with this one.
That's right.
I'm trying to tell you they don't run nothing over
here. You have, still people, you have people who are still working with the same government that murdered Martin Luther King. So
That's right. We
got those type of people trying to tell us what's good for us. Are we going to listen to that? I mean, they're talking about go vote. That has not worked. The Voting Act was passed to keep us subjected to their decrees.
Yes,
because
the Voting Rights Act.
We don't need to vote in your system. We'll start our own system. They knew that. That's why they passed the Voting Rights Bill.
But no, not only that, they already pulling it off the books now. You can't vote no way anyway. They let you know you're nothing to them. Don't y'all know they added 10 states now where blacks not even allowed to vote still back in slavery?
Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful because we don't need to vote.
I'm glad it's happening.
We need to organize ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's perfect.
Thank you, brother. Murphy brothers, thank you for that. Because that's really what's going on. If people really start paying attention, you know.
Yes.
And these fathers start educating themselves and educating their loved ones and these children, these young people out here, because they need us right now more than ever.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We need discussion
yes.
right now more than ever.
Yes, so
we need the truth right now more than ever, more than anything. We have to understand what's going on, and we got to be with the truth, because if we ain't with the truth, we ain't going to be right. It don't matter what direction we go. If we're not going where we truly need to go, we'll be on a misdirected path. So that's what the issue is. We don't have people telling us the truth. We got people lying to us, steadily, trying to misdirect us to get us to go vote.
See,
we don't need to vote.
Look here, I've never voted on nothing with these people. Let me tell y'all something. You watch this. Now listen, let me say something. Give me about 30 seconds. I ain't never voted for these people. You know what I know why? Because when I vote, I'm saying, okay, go ahead, Master, shoot me in my head. Master, take my house from me. Master, go ahead and kick my son down the street. When I say, yeah, I'm saying it. When I vote yes for your policies, practices, and procedures, no, I can't blame you because I already know who you are, and I still said I'm voting for Johnny to Susie get in place. Man, hell no, sucker, you ain't nothing to me. I ain't voting on you. You better get out of my damn face, for real.
We got to organize our own.
The woke don't vote. You know? The woke don't vote.
No. The woke don't vote in nobody else's system. That's what it is. We organize our own system.
I'm not going.
That's the vote. If we're not organizing our system, we ain't voting.
In my head.
Hey,
if we're not organizing our own community.
I didn't assassinate both my sons. Count up.
Yeah.
But they did.
Yeah, if we're not organizing our own community.
Yeah.
You know, because they control the media, they control everything else, so they say what they want.
That's right. So we got to get that out of their hands. In other words, listen, y'all, the only way we can do that is we have to have a combating system. They're doing what they're doing. We have our own. If you showing something evil or wicked about me on your TV screen, come to mind, I'm going to show something evil and wicked about you. Right now, we don't have the power to do that, though. You see what I'm getting at? That's what I'm saying. We have to have equal power, equal fighting stability, man. It won't work.
We don't have the will. We don't have the will to do it. That's what's missing.
That's what's missing.
We have the fighting. $2 trillion? That means we have the financial capability. We don't have the will. We haven't been willful in using our dollars. We've been spending everybody.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell y'all what, it's going to be a battle. But go ahead, sis. Go ahead.
I was just saying we have to be assertive. I mean, really, that's an anchor right there. We really have to. We call him, or we got to put this into action. We got.
I got you. Now, why do y'all think the other day when I said I wanted everybody to sit down and have 3 issues, but we didn't get with it, y'all? I still want to do that. I mean, we just can't meet on the surface.
We'll be there this
Sunday. You know, you have to sit down, y'all, and map out strategies like they do, man. Microsoft didn't get a powerful and guy that runs Amazon and all them. Please, they didn't just get there just to be doing something home. They put their plans together, had sleepless nights, and had broke their fingers and every damn thing else to get to where they are. We got to do it too, y'all. Financially speaking, we don't have to depend on them suckers. Get our own.
That's right. That's where entrepreneurship programs come in.
Yeah.
And now young people and stuff like that, how to be self-sufficient, you know, how to be able to survive. But what is putting the in Flint? You know, so you don't so, you know how to filter the water to where you can be able to drink some. And you won't, you know, thirst to death.
You got to give me a shit. I'll get my own.
Exactly. But we got to teach our people these survival skills so they don't know.
Yeah, the reparations issue, what's going to repair our people is not money. Money won't repair us. Yeah, money couldn't repair us. If it's money, we'll spend
it. Money gets us in the door to get stuff with land and stuff we need, brother, because it ain't going to just melt.
The land is the money.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to have it. I mean, if you don't own it, brother, man, they can come and do what the hell they want.
The land comes with occupation, brother. That's how we get land.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You don't buy it.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is money is, you look, if you had your own land, even in our histories and even in our cultures, even in Africa and other places, you're still going to have money to use because you're not going to break your own families who have the grain or the wheat or the corn or whatever, so you want to keep them afloat as well, brother. Man,
you
can't just do it. No system runs without money. I don't care where you are or who you've done. You got to have You got to have
They have plenty of places where there's no money. They have bartering systems. They have plenty of...
Let's just see. We're going to look too far out there to even think about that.
They have
organized first,
systems,
and then we can get that.
Elder.
Let's get it organized, and then
we
don't need no money afterwards.
They have been running for thousands of years without money. So it works. It's been going on. No money exchanged.
Well, that's like the Federal Reserve and the federal banks that they have. The first one of them in this country. And that one of them carry no money. They
are the money. They don't have to carry it.
Exactly.
They are the money. Mm-hmm. They don't want to tell you that. Look, let me tell y'all something. Since I'm glad you mentioned that, let me tell y'all something. Hold it just a minute. All them people, them banking, like you're talking about Bank of America and Chase Bank and all them people, them suckers ain't got no damn money. They relying on the damn Federal Reserve and tell them, okay, you give them $50 million. Go ahead. I got you, Bob. I'll back you up, Bobby. Go ahead on. And what does that do? Give the Federal Reserve an opportunity to get into your private affairs, y'all. Doggone it. You just said it, sister. Hell, that's where the money comes from.
They have
the interest rates. They say it. Hell, America don't run nothing. Private people run it. Shit.
Yeah, the population is where the money comes from.
Hello.
That's how they do the money thing. Yeah.
Federal Reserve is a private entity of wealthy engineers that say, we give you whatever. Okay, now I want this to be 10% of my money back. Y'all don't hear me. That's why they can raise when they get ready, because it's their money, y'all. That's why they know everything
Michael,
we do.
Mm-hmm. Michael. My whole thing is that we don't need their money. We can design our own money.
Yes.
We have our own land. We call our own shots. We decide our own policies.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That's why we
don't need their money. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Reparations, their money is not going to...
No, hold up. Hold up, brother. I'm not going to agree to allow that sucker to pimp me, beat me down, rob my people, and say, you don't owe
me?
No,
statement.
You owe me, sucker. I don't want nobody else's. You give me what you have from
me. My statement, bro. Let me finish my statement.
Go ahead.
Their money, all they got to do is print more money. They could print us right back into poverty. So money ain't going to do it.
No, they're not going to print us into poverty. Listen, brother, I want mine, whatever you got. If you got $50 and you owe me $35, give me my $35 and whatever you can print $50 million more. Just give me what you owe me for what you beat me down, stole my family and all, and maybe got calluses on my hand, my feet.
But that makes the money worthless.
It don't make it worthless because I'm not working for him. You giving me mine to where I can go cross town and do what I want with mine, where I'm short at.
Okay.
I'm not going to let them suckers go with nothing.
Michael, you hear what I'm saying? You understand economics? You understand that when they print more money, that lowers the value of money? They've been lowering the value of money for the last 20
years. We're not going to deal with that money. We're talking about dealing with our own system. What are you just saying? I don't care about that money. They can do what they want. You didn't hear me. When I have a system of my own, mine is cooperatingly challenging whatever they do now. In other words, people, y'all don't go and work for them people no more. You got your own over here now. The only reason our people work for them now because we don't have anything to provide for them. So, therefore, if you make more money whatever you need to do, I'm going to have my own do mine with. You see what I'm saying? It's a two-class society anyway. You're not going to change that. I want it to be two-class society. I don't want that sucker in my house no more.
Like I was saying, Mike, is their money is not going to repair us. They can simply print more of it to harm us. It'll make the money worthless.
No, brother. You missed the point.
We're going to have our own money. That's what
you're missing the point.
Michael, I heard you loud and clear. What I'm trying to tell you is you were saying that you want them to pay us. And I
That's
said
right.
money is not what we need to be paid in.
So what now?
We need land. Land is the only thing that's going to repair us.
Okay, so
having
money
a jurisdiction
don't get you
of
land?
Our own. No, money doesn't get
you
land.
You're not just going to get land on air. It's still in a system.
Brother, you're going to get land by having boots on the ground.
God,
you have to occupy
it.
Land to get it. You have to occupy land to get it. There's no other way
okay,
to get it.
Okay, how you going to occupy without money to get it, brother? I mean, I've never known you can just get something just
brother,
free.
You go stand on the land.
Occupy. Brother, it's not going to be... No, don't worry
occupy.
About it, Bill. I mean, if
it does.
You, if
that's
you
the only way it works.
How do
you think they got the land? They didn't buy the land. They took it.
Well,
they
brother,
occupied it.
We're talking about situations that's gone beyond, brother. You come on back to reality up front, brother. You talk about
well,
a time where laws didn't mean it to
this
them. They weren't the law. They did what they wanted.
You're not willing to
so
occupy. If you're not willing to stand up to another man, you can't win. We can't win if we refuse to stand up.
Brother, no, I'm sorry. I can't buy what's happening on you. Again,
yeah,
brother.
If we're not
okay,
going to
stand so
up for ours, if we're not going to fight for ours, if we're not going to say, okay, this is our area, y'all can't come over here, we're never going to get anywhere.
No.
They're going to come into our community at will.
Oh, brother, no, that's not how it works. You should
yeah,
know.
If we don't have
I
men
mean,
to stand up and say nobody coming over here doing nothing to our people, then people will come violate our people continuously. That's what's been happening. That's why we're in the situation we're in now.
Because when you establish your own, I mean, everybody knows the importance of don't take my baby's candy bar. I mean, that's where hers are his. I mean, so therefore, I come on, I'm gonna let you see. You were doing that to me before I realized my independence. Yeah, but you can't do it now, brother. I'm awake now. See the difference? See, at first
yeah,
I was
scared.
But how
are you gonna establish your own if you won't stand up and establish your own? You're talking about doing a business deal with fucking villains.
But where are we talking about not standing up, at, brother? I'm you lose me. Where I don't understand it. Where are we not talking about?
Wherever we're the majority. Wherever we're the majority. We have plenty of cities where we're the majority. There's over $15 trillion worth of real estate that we stand on right now. Right now.
Okay. All right.
We don't have to go anywhere. We have to get our head
brother,
in the game.
But you're still under brother, this system until you can establish your own, brother. You're under capitalist society.
You know the
brother,
Amish
man.
People? You know they got Amish
and
people
we,
up here, right? You do know they got Amish well, people there, right, who are not under their system. You do
brother,
know that, right?
They are insignificant, brother. Brother,
no. This is an example. This is an example, L. That's not insignificant. That's very significant. There's a group of people in this land right now doing their own thing. So don't say it's impossible.
No, brother, not quite like you're saying it. Don't work like that. Not quite. But
they don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
They don't deal with money.
Brother, I don't pay. I own my house, brother. So you're not really, brother. It's always loops in the hole when you can see it, brother. I don't pay tax on my home. You understand what I'm getting at, brother? I'm there with you. You see what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean I have to pay for gas, water, and I have my own house. I don't mean I have to pay for gas, water, there's a hole got in the floor. You understand? I still got to go through that system and all. I'm saying, brother, that doesn't make me independent of them. What they did is that the only way to get me free taxes on my land, property taxes and all, because they were sisters. They can't work it on their own, brother. They'll give us two or three of us who knows that they have a right to it, too. You understand what I'm saying? They're not going to give it to everybody because everybody don't know they have a right to it. Do you follow what I'm saying there, brother? A lot of stuff is out there now. If you knew what you did or didn't know, you can get a step ahead. That's why I went and took advantage of it. They don't want Mike Watchdog because, like I said, ain't none of y'all going to get it then. You see what I'm saying? It's a way to... I feel you, though, man. Like I said, so much out there we're dealing with, brother. I don't want them suckers even in my territory. In other words, you know how you draw a line? They say, you cross this line, you're in my part, if I cross your line. Okay, we're going to draw a line. Like a railroad track when we were growing up. Blacks over here, whites over here. Okay, that's your line over there. You don't come over here.
Can I get a word in real quick?
Come on.
Can I get a word in real quick?
Come on.
To the young brother. Okay. I just want to ask the young brother, do he own his own home?
Yes, I do.
No, I'm saying the young brother. Do he own his own home?
Oh, brother, Bomani. Go ahead, Bomani.
Yeah. Well, okay.
My family has
you
homes, yes.
Room or you got an apartment? You renting or you paying? You
yes,
got a mortgage?
Yes, my family has land. Yes, my family has land.
Okay, they have land. Okay. Justifiably.
We have land. Yes, we're a family.
Your family have land, and I'm proud of that because, you know what, there's nothing wrong with your family having land, and I'm proud of that because that gets you ahead of things. A lot of us don't have nothing, so we out here struggling and trying to keep going forward. All right.
Amen.
But I will say this, in a sense, your family have land, and that's gracious, but you got to realize that the man put a prosperization on that land, and the thing is I'm going to say this, your family have to pay taxes on that land. And if your family don't pay taxes on that land, they will take that land.
Ooh.
Did you know that? Did you know that if you family do not pay taxes,
it's been
on
in our family
land,
for generations. Yeah, we're very well aware of the tax law.
Okay, so now you are accepting what I'm saying. Your family have to pay taxes on that land.
No,
but if it,
no, we actually don't have to pay taxes.
Let me say this, not to put you in perspective, but if why should we have to pay taxes on land that really ain't their land anyway, but we are given the deception
because
of the
lack
people.
Political organization.
Right.
We're politically weak.
Right. So we are politically weak. Okay. Now, that is another perspective. And a correspondable way is, it's like, if I had a dollar and I hand you a dollar, and you have a dollar that I give you, you don't pay tax on it because now you have a dollar and you can do what you want to do with it, right? I mean, just saying in perspective.
Sure.
Because that dollar don't have no value because I'm handing it to you. But the ground, it's more perspective of saying, I own you. And that's the crazy part where nobody really realizing that we live in a country that the ground we walk on, we don't own, and we don't have a perspective because we have to pay to walk on the ground that we live on that it don't have value because it's all the good almighty land. This land belongs to the almighty. I don't know where it all come from that they come up with taxes and paying taxes for this, paying taxes for that. But my thing is this. When we was made on about an almighty, powerful man that generates this whole world, that he didn't say, pay this, pay that, pay this, give that, or nothing. He said, love, help, and rejuvenate. Ooh. And rejuvenate is a man or woman that gives birth to a child to where we rejuvenate our families and keep our family culture going strong. He didn't say nothing about pay taxes because you got to have a child or you got to give because you do this and all this. We have been brainwashed and we have been manipulated and we have been constructed that we are so confused with ourselves we don't even know who we really are anymore. We don't.
Hey, y'all, I'm giving
because,
it a cut off about a minute,
because,
y'all. So, hey, I appreciate y'all. Hey, we'll do this again next week. But let me, I got to get ready to go. So if I cut off, you'll know. All right, y'all.
All right.
Hey, man, it's been a blessing, everybody.
We fight. Exactly. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But we fight so much against each other. We fight so much against each other because, I mean, you don't know me, I don't know you, but I'm not coming hard at you. I just want you to understand that there's a lot of us that's got our own deception on how we feel and how we want to speak and how we want to acknowledge the people, just like you want
to
acknowledge
the
people. So we, as long as
we
keep on,
what other people have used to get free. We're not going by our opinions. We're going by history.
As long as we're acknowledging each other, you can learn from me. I can learn from you. We can learn from everybody. So let's not leave here with anxiety and mad and frustration with each other. Let's leave tonight with love. Let's leave tonight with loving one another. Let's leave tonight with loving one another. And we will talk
with me,
and we will
let me tell you something. With me, I don't have personal feelings because, see, emotionalism don't get me anywhere. It has got me 450 years. I love when a person, like I told you, if you agree everything I agree with, I don't ever want to see you around. Nowhere, near anybody else.
No, you're fake.
If I ain't strong enough to make you see different,
hey,
something wrong with it.
Give a shout out. Give a shout out to my brother because you know what?
You know?
Your inspirations, my brother. I'm an older dude, but your inspirations are so enjoying. It's my first time ever hearing y'all show. I've never been on here before. I just was intellectually told to come on and listen and everything. And I am so appalled by all the opinions. that have been given. And I respect everybody's opinion. I'm not trying to deny nobody's opinion or disrespect my
opinion
because y'all have been so gracious on how you feel in your heart. And no one can take that from you. How you feel in your heart is how you feel. So don't never feel that no one can take anything from how you feel. And I mean
I want you to know, brother, come back again next week, same time, same place. We're going to still be arguing and fighting, and then we're going to go and eat a hamburger together.
You know what? And make sure you throw the barbecue beans in there, my brother.
Yeah, all that. Hey, matter of fact, you know what I like? I like a little bit of vodka here and there,
some
so I guess we're vegan.
Hey, now you're talking my language. I like that. Amen.
Can I? So it'll be fun, y'all. Let me get out of here, boy. Like I said, get ready to hang up. I'll talk to y'all a little bit, brother. I'll see everybody. Thank y'all so much. I got to go, though. Just give me the cut off.
All right.
All right. I'll say, be blessed, everybody.
God, but bless everybody.